my craft. Today, we're going to be doing animal dissection. So each of you should have a dead animal on your desk, and you're going to cut it open with the kitchen knife I gave you.
Oh, man, this is so awesome. I get to cut open a frog and see what its insides look like. Hey, Cody, what animal did you get?
I got a pig.
Blah! You got your mom! That means you get to see what the inside of your mom looks like. Every guy knows what that looks like.
Ha! Your mom's a hoe, but no, she's not.
Hey, you know the last time your mom was cut open was when you were born because you were a C-section?
Ha! C-section!
I wasn't a C-section.
Yeah, you were.
Ha! Yeah, you were.
What? Teacher, why are we playing with knives? It seems really dangerous.
Hey, Cody, catch!
But no, damn it! Don't throw that!
Watch, I'm gonna throw it when you least expect it.
Teacher, can I move desks, or can you at least tell Joseph to cut it the hell out?
Kraus, be careful with a knife. You could poke your eye out with that thing.
Hey,
Cody, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have a knife in my eye. Teacher, I'm gonna go to the nurse.
See, Kraus, that's why I told you to be careful. That's why you should always be wearing your safety goggles, even though I didn't provide any to you. And you can thank the school funding for that. But anyway, back to the animal dissection. So what you're gonna do is, you're gonna cut down the abdomen of the animal that you have and pull out the stomach.
Whoa, dude! I cut his skull open, now I'm gonna get his brains out! Oh, look at how squishy it is!
But Joseph, you were supposed to cut open his stomach!
But dude, I wanted to play with his brains! Look, watch this! Splat! Sticky!
Oh, that's so awesome! No, I'm gonna get my brain out. Hey, Joseph, look! I got mine's brain out!
Oh, dude, I bet you won't throw it at the chalkboard!
I bet I will!
Oh, do it, dude!
After you get the stomach... Hey! Who threw the brain? Hey! I know the brains look fun and squishy, but don't throw the brains at the board. Maybe after crash.
Sorry, teacher.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Cody, I didn't know you were a pirate.
I'm not a pirate, Junior.
Then why do you have an eye patch?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Joseph stabbed me in the eye, and then the nurse had to put a Band-Aid over it, but it didn't help because I'm permanently blind for life. Thanks, Joseph.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to cut out your animal's brain and throw it as hard as you can at the board.
Really?
Yeah, he said like, we could do it for fun.
And if you look up to the right, you'll be able to see your animal's heart. Who threw the brain?
Cody did it.
Cody, principal's office now!
But they said I was supposed to do it. The brain I was supposed to throw at the board.
No!
Screw you guys.
Sorry, Cody.
I hate this class.
Oh, I don't want to cut open this froggy.
What's wrong? It's already dead. Look at my pig. Look at his guts and his wiener.
Oh, okay. I guess I gotta cut open this froggy.
No, please don't do this.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I got 14 tadpoles and a missus at home. Please don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you, but my teacher says I have to.
No, you don't. You can harm me. Listen, I was captured against me will, and I've been playing dead ever since. Please don't let me die.
Well, I guess I can get you out of here. I can take you home and show you to my daddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kraus, real quick, important announcement. You are not allowed to take your animals home. That's school policy, okay? So I'm going to come around to Kraus, and I want you to show me your animal stomach.
Oh, no! What do we do?
Hide me and say I'll run away.
Oh, that's a good idea. Where to hide you? Oh, I know. Hurry, jump inside my diaper.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, where's your animal stomach? Wait, Jeffy, where's your animal at?
He got up and ran away.
What? He ran away? Fast! Everyone be on the lookout for a frog! Jeffy, do you know where we get these animals from? Area 51. Because they're extremely intelligent, but very, very dangerous. So we have to kill them and dissect them to prevent them from taking over the world. But don't worry, Jeffy. I will not rest until I find your frog! All right, Kraus, everyone can go home for the day. But make sure your animal is dead before you leave. And if you see that frog, make sure you call me directly.
All right, Mr. Froggy, let's get out of here.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Guess what's in my pants? It's green and covered in warts.
Jeffy, if it looks like that, it's been infected. What have you been doing to it?
Well, Daddy, I had it out on my desk at school, and the teacher wanted to see it, so I put it in my pants and I came home.
What? Jeffy, if your teacher wanted to see it, we have to call the cops. There's something wrong with him. And we have to call a doctor because it's green and covered in warts. That means there's something wrong. Jeffy, your wee-wee's not supposed to look like that.
Well, it's not my wiener, Daddy.
Oh, well, then what is it?
Well, close your eyes and turn around, and I'll pull it out and show you.
I'm scared, but okay.
Thank God I'm out of there. Don't you ever change your diaper.
All right, then. You can turn around now.
What? It's a frog?
Well, yeah, I'm a frog.
Oh, my God! It can talk!
Oh, of course I
can talk. You see my cousin in them commercials? Did you know that you can save 15% or more in 15 minutes on car insurance? Something like that.
What, Jeffy, where'd you get a talking frog at?
Well, I got it from school. The teacher wanted me to cut him open, and so I saved his life.
That's true. He's my hero.
Aw, Marvin, Jeffy saved that frog's life.
Well, frog, it's time for you to go back outside where you came from.
Well, you know, this frog has a name.
What's your name?
Frogger.
Well, Frogger, you can go back outside, you can get ran over by cars and pee on plants or whatever you need to do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, Jeffy, I'll see you later, mate. Thanks for everything.
All right, bye, Frogger.
Marvin, I'll see you later, too.
Okay, bye. All right, Jeffy, no more bringing amphibians into the house.
What about frogs?
Frogs are amphibians, Jeffy.
Well, then why didn't you just say that instead of saying amphibians or something?
Oh, Jeffy, look, just no more bringing animals into the house, okay? So go to your room.
All right, Daddy.
Gotta call the chief.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is.
Sergeant Frogger, you made it out alive, you son of a bitch.
I told you I'd make it out.
Great job, Sergeant. Now you know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Kill all humans.
Make them pay for all those frogs that died in those school dissections.
With pleasure.
What was that?
Sorry, I got a frog in my throat.
Hope it's not my wife.
Oh, man, I don't know what to cook tonight.
Oh, hello there.
Wait, is that a frog? Oh, I can make frog legs. Hey, give me your legs, froggy.
Or we can make something different tonight. How about Chef Arms?
Chef Arms?
Yeah. One down, billions to go.
All right, baby, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Ooh, let's watch a scary movie.
But which one do you want to watch?
You should watch Scream.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi there, Marvin. You want to know what I'm going to do with this knife?
What?
I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Get it? I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit will hurt. Ribbit. I'm a frog. Frogs say ribbit.
You're going to kill me with how long you're explaining this joke.
Why are you trying to kill us?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because humans have been slicing up frogs for years. I think I'm going to slice you up.
Oh, no.
Marvin, what do we do?
Look, there's a fly.
Oh, you think I'm going to fall for that? Ooh, get over here, little bugger.
Run!
Hey, come back here!
Run in the pantry, run in the pantry!
Boy, get back here, you!
Oh, baby, close the door, close the door!
I know you're in there.
Marvin, call the cops. Hey, let me get my phone. Come on, answer the phone. It's the phone.
Marvin, open up. 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, yes, please send help. Help, help, help.
Okay, what's going on?
There's a frog.
A frog?
Yeah, a big scary frog.
Sir, you're a grown man. Why are you afraid of a frog?
Because he's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think you have ranidophobia. That's a fear of frogs.
Yeah, I have ranidophobia. I ran the f*** away from this frog trying to kill me.
Okay, frogs can't kill you. They're not dangerous. Except for poison dart frogs. They can kill you. They're very dangerous. They're all colorful. And they look like candy, but if you eat them, you'll die. Is it a poison dart frog?
No, it's a really big frog.
Marvin, don't forget to tell him about the knife.
But who is that?
It's the frog. He can talk.
What, a talking frog?
Yeah, and he has a knife.
Sir, are you on something? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. He's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think I could call you an ambulance so they can get you mentally checked out.
No, please just come help me. The frog's trying to kill me. I'm in my pantry, and he's trying to kill me, and he said he's going to stab me in the rib. It'll hurt. He said he'll stab me in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit.
Like ribbit. Oh, this is a prank call. Bye.
No.
Marvin, open the door.
Marvin, it's not locked.
Did you say it's not locked?
Oh, no.
Open the door! Open the door! Marvin, open the door!
Hey, Mr. Froggy, what doing?
Oh, hey there, Jeffy. Me and your parents are just playing hide and seek.
Why do you have a knife?
Oh, we were just about to cut some cake and have some fun.
Help, Jeffy, help!
Why is she screaming?
She's saying, help! Cut the cake! She wants to help cut the cake, so that's why I'm trying to get in here.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, they're showing at the door. I'll go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Marvin! Here's Froggy!
Hello?
Jeffy, there's a tracker in the frog, and I tracked it to your house. Get to safety. I'll handle the frog.
Okay.
Come on, Marvin! I just want to slice you open!
Frogger, we meet again.
Jackie Chew,
What are you doing here?
You should have never escaped, because your death would have been quick and painless. But now you suffer.
Now you're gonna be the one that suffers long and painful.
We'll see about that. Two in the pig, one in the sink!
Oh, no, please! Give me a second chance, I'll change!
It looks like I'm eating frog legs tonight!
Thank you so much, Jackie Chew, for saving our life.
Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Marvin, today's been a weird day.
Every day's a weird day in our life.
True.
Hey, Danny, look what I found. Can I keep him?
But no, Jeffy, you can't keep any random animals that you found outside.
Marvin, what could go wrong with a pig?
Well, the frog tried to kill us.
That was a frog.
I guess you're right. I guess you can keep the pig.
Hey, Chief, they don't suspect a thing. We'll finally get payback from all that bacon they've been eating.
Excellent! Hey, Danny, what kind of Play-Doh tastes the best?
You're not supposed to eat it, Jeffy.
But it smells so good.
Hear ye, hear ye. Art thou ready for our date tonight?
Hear me. Watch me smack my pee-pee.
Baby, why are you dressed like that?
Because we have a date tonight, Marvin.
We do?
Yes, Marvin, a week ago you said we could go to the medieval times where we can eat turkey legs and mashed potatoes with our bare hands and watch people battle to the death.
I don't remember making those plans.
But you did, Marvin.
Well, baby, we don't have a babysitter for Jeffy. We can't go.
You said you already got Jeffy a babysitter.
I did?
Yes!
I don't remember saying this. Well, hold on. This Slinky's about to go down the stairs.
Hey, Marvin!
What do you want, baby? I'm doing something.
Can we go on a date soon?
Yeah, sure.
Can we go, like, next weekend?
Whatever you want.
Can we go to medieval times?
Yeah, sure.
Will you make sure that Jeffy has a babysitter?
He already has one.
What, really?
Well, yeah, just leave me alone, please.
Okay, thanks, Marvin.
Oh, I just want to do my Slinky. Oh, now I remember.
So are we going?
Well, baby, see, here's the thing.
Hey, Dad, use this.
Wait, what's that?
It's a book of excuses. I use it all the time.
Good thinking, Jeffy. Well, baby, see, I'd love to go, but my cat, dog, gerbil, hamster is sick.
Marvin, are you just reading a book of excuses?
No, baby, can we just go another night?
I can't believe you forgot!
I didn't forget a bit. Don't cry. We're going.
We are?
Yeah, I was just joking. I didn't forget. I remembered everything. I even got Jeffy a babysit already.
You did? Oh my gosh, Marvin, let's go. I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's go. But hold on. Before we go, I have to go use the bathroom, so just wait right here while I use the bathroom, and then we're going to go, okay?
Okay, hurry.
I can't believe I forgot my date night tonight. Where am I supposed to find a babysitter at the last second?
Man, these cookies are hot. This oven is hot. Man, it's hot as hell.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, hey, Marvin. You want a hot-ass cookie from this hot-ass oven? Because, man, it's hot.
No. I actually need a favor from you. I was wondering, could you possibly babysit Jeffy tonight?
No, I can't babysit Jeffy. Jeffy's the worst kid ever. I would rather die.
Well, no, I just don't have any other options, so can you please babysit Jeffy, please?
You know what? Marvin, I would love to, but, unfortunately, I'm going to be in the hospital with third-degree burns.
Wait, what? Okay, I don't have any other options. I'm calling the only person that can help me.
Hello?
Hey, I really need your help.
No, man, come on. You're always calling me to be a cop or a doctor or a plumber. You never just call to hang out. I feel like you're using me.
I'm not using you. I just really need your help.
No, you know what, man? It's my day off and I'm just not in the mood.
But buddy, I want to hang out.
Buddy? Hang out?
Yeah, I want to hang out.
You really want to hang out with me?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Best friend? Really? You mean it?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hang out. Like we could slam back a few brewskis, and we could stay up all night and tell scary stories.
Yeah, just come over.
Okay, can I spend the night?
Spend the night?
Yeah, like I could bring my pillow, and we could make a pillow fort. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, whatever gets you over here faster. Just get over here.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to sneak out so my wife doesn't see.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll see you in a minute, buddy. He's here already? Hello?
Hey, buddy! I drank 3 energy drinks in the car on the way here because I want to make sure I have enough energy to stay up all night long! I even brought my lucky pillow. I've had it since I was 5 years old. I chew it whenever I get nervous. Can you tell I'm nervous? All the kids in high school used to make fun of me because I would bring it to school and chew it in class. But you're not going to do that, right? Because we're best friends. That's what best friends are for. Go on, chew it!
I'm not chewing that.
No, it's okay if our slobbers touch because we're slobber pals!
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, so I was thinking, first, we would get manicures, and then we would tell scary stories, and then have a pillow fight, and then braid our hair. Or We could braid our hair and then have a pillow fight and then get manicures and then tell scary stories. It doesn't really matter which order we do it in, as long as we do it all. But we'll have plenty of time to do it all, because we're going to stay up all night long, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay up all night long. So actually, there was something I need you to do.
Did you just ask me over here to do something for you?
Yeah. The thing I need you to do is to not go easy on me on the pillow fight.
Okay, buddy. Ow. How was that?
That was really good. Yeah, so come inside so we can have our sleepover.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Marvin, where have you been? You took forever. We need to go now.
I had to wait for the babysitter.
Well, where is he?
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
Is this the babysitter?
Babysitter? What the hell are you talking about? No, I'm Marvin's best friend. I'm here for the sleepover.
Sleepover?
Yeah, baby, the sleepover. So this is the babysitter, and I told him he has to watch Jeffy all night because I want to go to the beach and watch the sunrise with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so go wait in the car.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do first? I think we should watch a scary movie.
A scary movie?
Yeah, is it okay if whenever I get scared, I hide behind you and do this?
Hold me.
Hey, Dad, can I pick your movie?
What the? Your son is here? I thought this was just going to be a sleepover with two best friends, just you and me.
It is. So obviously, I'm a dad, so I have to wait for my son to go to sleep. So I was thinking we could put on a movie, and then when he falls asleep, we do all our fun sleepover stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, so what movie should we put on to help him go to sleep?
We should put on the most boring movie ever. How about The Good Dinosaur? That movie sucks.
Yeah, so put that on and watch it with him, and I'm going to use the bathroom.
If you're constipated, you can chew on my pillow. That's what I do when I'm constipated.
Ew, no!
Alright, let's find a good dinosaur. Where's Disney Plus?
Oh, can we watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse?
No, we cannot watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse. Do I look like a little kid to you?
Wait, give me the remote!
No, give me the remote!
Give me the remote! Give me the remote! Alright, good.
Alright, fine. We can watch Mickey Mouse's Dumbhouse.
All right, baby, are you ready?
Yes, Marvin, I'm so excited. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Darn it. I forgot my wallet inside.
That's okay, Marvin. I have money.
No, baby, I'm not going to let you pay for our date night. It'll just take me a few seconds. Hold on.
Hurry!
It's the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Come inside. There's crime inside. Trap House!
I love you, Mickey Mouse.
He can't hear you.
All right, Mouseketeers. Today we're going to find out what happens when you snitch.
You get stitches.
Oh, Toodles!
Ugh, I hate Toodles. He's dumb.
All right, Mouseketeers. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at your snitch, you grab your gap, and you go splat, splat, splat! Let's try it out!
No, Mickey, I promise I'm not lying!
But turn that crap, Goofy!
No, Mickey, put the gun down!
Oh, no! They shot Goofy!
I didn't realize we were watching an extremely goofy homicide.
All right, I'm back.
Good, because your son's trying to ruin the sleepover.
What's he doing?
He's watching Mickey Mouse's Trap House.
Jeffy, I told you not to watch that anymore. Go to bed.
Don't you have a date to go on with your wife?
No, he has a sleepover to do with me.
No, he has a date to go on.
Wait, is this a date? Because I thought it was a sleepover.
No, it's not a date. Jeffy, go take a bath.
Who, me? I'll take a bath.
I want to take a bath.
No, he told me to take a bath first.
Well, no, I got to take a bath.
No, you're going to use all the hot water. Hey, do you have bubbles?
Touch my bubbles and you die.
Oh, how about this? Flip a quarter and then whoever gets head takes a bath first. I got to use the bathroom again, so go figure that out.
Okay, fine. I'll get a quarter. All right, I got a quarter. If it's heads, that means I get to take a bath first. And if it's tails, then you get to take a bath first.
All right.
It's heads, I get to take a bath first, haha.
Oh, man, I wanted to take a bath first.
Yeah, you sit here and enjoy your stupid little show. I'm going to go make Santa Claus beards with the bubbles.
Oh, man, I wanted to do that.
And guess what? I'm going to use all the hot water.
Oh, man.
There, my bath is ready. Ooh, let's get in. Oh, yeah, that's what Daddy likes. Oh, look at this, rubber duckies. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, no, what if there's sharks in the water? Protect me, duckies. He killed all the sharks. Good duckies.
All right, unite your hot bag or try some lava.
What the hell are you doing? That's lava. No, let's get out of here, duckies.
Marvin, I'm so excited!
Well, we're on our way. Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, not while you're driving!
Okay, I'll stop the car. Well, hello?
Hey, man, what the heck?
What's wrong?
Your son just ruined my bath. Where are you?
I'm still in the bathroom.
Marvin, who's on the phone?
Oh, you get girls with you in the bathroom? Man, you're a player.
What do you want?
I want you to come back here and tell your son to knock it off.
Give me a few minutes. I'll be right there. Baby, we have to turn around.
Why?
Because I want to wear a costume like that.
Marvin, we don't have time for this.
I'm too underdressed. I want to dress like that. I don't look like a barbarian. Look, we'll turn around. It'll only be a few minutes. All right, I'm back. What's going on?
Your son ruined my bubble bath by pouring hot lava in the bathtub.
Hot lava? Where'd you get hot lava from?
From my lava lamp.
You know that's not real lava, right?
Yeah, it is. Why else would it be called a lava lamp, dummy? God, you're so dumb. I mean, you're my best friend, but you're dumb.
All right, let's knock it off. How about we all just go to sleep?
Well, I can't go to sleep. I already had 3 energy drinks. And besides, we're supposed to stay up all night long.
Okay, how about this? How about we pretend to go to sleep? Because if Jeffy sees us sleeping, then he'll go to sleep, and then we can stay up all night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you're really smart. I take back the time I said you were dumb a minute ago.
Oh, okay, how about this? Let's all go to bed. Hey, Jeffy, let's go to bed. We're all gonna cuddle.
Okay. I'm all nice and cozy.
Wait, are you naked?
Yeah, I sleep naked, don't you?
No, I wear my clothes.
You sleep in the clothes that you wore all day that got all stinky and sweaty? Your bed must be gross.
Well, let's just focus on going to bed.
Well, I'm gonna cuddle you because you're my best friend.
Wait, no, I'm gonna cuddle because he's my daddy.
Not if I cuddle him first.
No, I'm gonna cuddle him
first. No, I'm gonna cuddle him first.
No, he's my daddy. He's my daddy.
Hello, fine.
No. Stop that. No more pillow fights, but let's just tell scary stories.
Ooh, scary stories. Hold on. I gotta get Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul the pillow. He's my pillow. I'm ready.
Jeffy, tell a scary story.
Okay. One time, I wanted pizza for dinner.
Oh, pizza's good.
And my daddy said, no.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. And then instead of pizza, he gave me green beans.
Oh, no, not green beans. No, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la.
I have to get out of this. Oh, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we play hide and seek?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I want to play hide and seek.
Oh, okay. So you guys hide, and I'll be the seeker. So I'll count to 300, and do not, for any reason, come out until I find you, okay?
Wait, you're going to count to 300?
I'm a fast counter. I want to give you time to find the best hiding spot. So remember, do not come out until I find you. If you come out before I find you, you lose, and you're a loser.
Oh, okay.
All right. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, I'm gonna go on my date. All right, I'm ready.
Marvin, where's your costume that we had to turn around for?
Oh, yeah, my costume. Darn it. I outgrew it. It's too small. There's rips in it. I don't have one.
Can we just go now? I'm starving.
Okay, I promise, baby, no more distractions. We're going.
Marvin, that dinner was amazing!
We ate mashed potatoes with our fingers.
I know, we ate like barbarians!
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I did, but Marvin, you've been really weird tonight. What's wrong?
Well, I had to run back and forth, and I was really stressed out, and I haven't been honest with you, baby. So I did forget about our date, and I didn't get a babysitter, and so I called Brooke and Guy at the last second, and he wanted to hang out, and I lied to him and said I'd hang out with him, and I tricked him into babysitting Jeffy.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
What the?
I was hiding under the couch cushion.
Why?
Because we were playing hide and seek, remember? And I was down there for a long time, and I just thought, maybe he's just bad at hide and seek. But then, after a few hours, I realized you weren't coming.
Marvin, why is the babysitter naked?
Yeah, why is the babysitter naked? Maybe it's because he didn't know he was a babysitter.
I don't want my face down there. Look. Brooklyn guy, I'm sorry. I did want to hang out with you.
Oh, really? So, if you didn't need a babysitter, would you have called me?
Well, I said...
Yes or no?
No.
Why didn't you just invite him to dinner?
We did! I wanted to go to dinner. I want to eat mashed potatoes with my fingers.
I need a babysitter! Why didn't we bring Jeffy? This is so stupid! Buddy! Look, I'll make it up to you. What do you want to do? You want to go to dinner?
No, I want a friend.
I am your friend. How about we stay up all night and watch movies?
Really?
Yeah, and we can hang out and do manicures and gossip and all that stuff.
Will you chew on my pillow?
Yes, I'll chew on your pillow.
You're the best friend ever!
Boys are weird.
Isn't Paul delicious? He's so comforting to chew on.
Why is my side crunchy?
Oh, that's where all the dried spit is.
I'm still winning hide and seek.
So, baby, you want to watch a movie tonight?
Sure, Marvin. Or we could not watch a movie.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Jeffy, what do you want?
Hey, I'm going to tie around my front nipple.
What?
My front nipple, I'm going to tie right.
Jeffy, I don't know what you're saying.
Not bad. Not nipple. Right.
Jeffy, did you do your homework?
Now, Dan, you and I both know I did not do my damn homework.
Jeffy, you're not riding your... I don't know where you got this at, but you're
knife
not...
nipple.
It's a tricycle, not a knife nipple.
It's a knife nipple. It's a knife nipple.
You're not riding this until you do your homework.
Oh, come on, Dan. I want to go and try and ride my knife nipple.
Jeffy, you're not riding this until you do your homework.
Uno reverse card, you do it.
What? You told me to do something, and I put down an Uno reverse card, and so now you have to do it.
What, Jeffy, Uno cards don't control real life.
Yes, they do.
Well, you know what, then? I just canceled. I don't have to do it.
Well, now you gotta do my homework for the next 4 days.
That's not what that card means, Jeffy.
Yes, it does.
Marvin, please, let him go ride it around the house.
Okay, Jeffy, you can go ride your nice nipple or tricycle for 5 minutes, and...
Nice nipple.
Jeffy, you can go ride it for 5 minutes, and then you have to do your homework.
Uh-huh. I'm about to ride the F out of this rock nipple. I'm about to send it down these stairs. Bim, bim, bim!
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm not helping Jeffy because I told him not to ride the bike in the house.
Wait!
Ah, the devil!
Hey, Marvin. So, listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Why would I do a favor for you? You're the devil.
Well, listen, I have this friend who really needs a place to stay for a few days, and I was wondering if he could stay here.
Why did he stay with you?
Well, oh, believe me, he did, but my wife kind of got tired of him, and so did I.
Well, if you got tired of him, won't we get tired of him?
No, he's a really nice guy, really. He likes to play games.
Play games? What kind of games?
Oh, games, you know, like Uno, like, well, not really, but games!
Ooh. Marvin, that's someone that could play with Jeffy. I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, great. Okay, he'll be over in a few minutes.
No, I didn't agree for him to live here.
What? There he is now. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Ugh.
Billy, good to see you again.
Did you ask?
Yes, I did, and they said you could stay here for as long as you want.
Really? Did you tell them about the games?
I did. I told them all about the games.
Yay.
Why does he look like that?
Oh, you know, that's Billy. Anyway, you two have fun. Bye.
Oh. Marvin, he's really scary.
I know he looks really scary. Hey.
Hi.
This is my wife, Rose, and I'm Marvin.
Cool.
Well, we're gonna go upstairs and watch a movie.
That's hot. Real hot. Can I use your restroom?
The bathroom's upstairs.
Thanks.
Let's go upstairs.
Okay. Marvin, I don't know if I want that man staying with us.
It was your idea. You said, ooh, he could play with Jeffy.
I didn't know he was going to be that scary.
Look, baby, as long as he doesn't bother us, what's the problem?
I guess you're right. Do you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, let's just sit down, relax, and watch a movie.
Okay.
Wait, where's the remote?
I don't know. It was just here a second ago.
We lost the remote. Check between the couch cushions.
Okay.
It was just right here.
Why, hello, Marvin. Do you want to play a game? The remote you're looking for is in this vase, filled with glass shards and AIDS needles. So you have a decision to make. Sit here in silence, or watch a steamy rom-com with your wife and get down and dirty later. You decide.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Marvin, don't touch it!
I'm not touching it. I just want to get the remote. Like,
no, Marvin, stop!
How are we going to watch a movie?
I'll just get my phone and we can watch the movie on my phone.
Okay. God, he's annoying. All right, guys, are you ready to eat some Fruit Loops?
Junior, why did you give us forks?
I looked around the entire house. I can't find any spoons.
Well, we can't eat cereal with forks. The milk's just going to leak out. Who are you?
I would like to play a game. All the spoons in the house have been zip-tied to knives. The knives are also covered in AIDS. Do you risk cutting your mouth and getting AIDS for these delicious loops of fruit? The choice is yours.
Wait, I don't even know how to approach the bowl. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna eat it with the fork and then drink the milk.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that too.
Dude, I can do this. Screw the AIDS! Mm. Oh man, I can't wait to drink some orange Gatorade. It's my favorite. Oh, that's enough. All right, time to put the lid back on.
Chef Pee-Pee, I would like to play a game.
Wait, who are you?
I flipped your glass of Gatorade upside down so you can't drink it.
Wait, why would you do that?
You have a decision to make. Either drink your Gatorade off the floor when it pours out, or die of thirst. The choice is yours.
Oh, why would he do that? Maybe if I flip it fast enough, it'll work. Take it in, I broke it. Come back here.
This is so dumb that we have to watch a movie on our phone.
Oh, sorry, Marvin, I tooted. All aboard the toot toot train. I gotta go. Oh. Time to wipe! What?
I want to play a game. You need to wipe, but the toilet paper's been replaced with duct tape. Or you can use sandpaper. So the choice is yours. Sticky bum, rashy bum. Choose wisely.
Ow, ow, ow!
What's wrong, baby?
I chose sandpaper.
What?
I don't want to talk about it, Marvin. Can we just watch our movie?
We can't. My phone died.
Oh, no. Well, I'll go plug it into the charger. It's not charging.
Well, make sure the charger's plugged in the wall.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Who zip-tied the charger?
What's wrong, Marvin? Can't charge your phone?
You zip-tied the charger.
I zip-tied the charger. Now, what could help you cut that zip-tie?
A pair of scissors.
A pair of scissors. Come on, Marvin. Cut it.
You zip-tied the scissors.
Oh, I did? I didn't even realize. You know, I think we should play a game.
No, not another game.
The only pair of scissors in the house that isn't zip-tied is in this vase of broken glass and AIDS needles. You decide, Marvin. Charge your phone or AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Craig, we need you back here!
Boy! Oh, hey, Marvin. How are things going with Billy?
Bad.
Oh, he's playing the broken glass and AIDS needles game again. He likes that one.
He did this to you, too?
Oh, yeah. This is his favorite.
He made me choose between duct tape and sandpaper!
Oh, I chose the duct tape, but then I wiped my butt with the non-sticky side, but then the sticky side got stuck to my hand, and I made a big poopy mess everywhere.
Ew!
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. Just don't go to the bathroom.
Well, Billy's gotta go.
No, come on. Billy's a nice guy. He just doesn't have a lot of friends.
I can see why he does this every time.
Well, have you thought about playing a normal game with Billy, like Connect Four or Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah, Marvin, maybe he's such a bad guy because he doesn't have a lot of friends.
I guess we can try playing normal games with him and try to get him some friends.
Okay, great. So just let me know if you need anything else.
Billy, can you come in here?
Hey, Marvin, did you call because you wanted to play a game?
Yes, me and my wife actually want to play a game.
Perfect. This rubber ducky is covered in AIDS needles. The winner's whoever squeezes it the most. The loser dies. The winner also gets AIDS.
But no, we're not going to play this game.
Why not?
Because you don't have to hurt people when you play games.
You don't?
No, you can play a nice, fun, safe game.
Like tug of war?
Yeah, we can play tug of war. Let me grab some rope.
Oh, I got it. Barbed wire.
Wait, we're not using barbed wire.
Covered in AIDS.
No, we're not going to use this.
Why not?
Because it's going to hurt. We need to play games that are nice and fun and safe, like rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, and the loser gets a paper cut, beat to death with a rock, or stabbed in the eye with scissors.
Wait, no, you're trying to hurt people again. You don't have to hurt people. Look, why don't we play a nice, fun board game?
Where we tie someone to a board and saw them in half if they can't tie their ABCs backwards.
Wait, no, look, let me go grab a board game. Okay, Billy, this game is called Connect Four. It's nice and fun and safe. Watch.
So, does the loser get four fingers cut off?
No.
Do they die?
No.
Do they get AIDS?
No.
Then what's the point?
It's supposed to be fun. Look, take your red piece and put it in there.
Is it going to electrocute me?
No.
Ha, nothing happened.
I know, you're supposed to connect four.
Ah, then the AIDS.
No one gets AIDS. Look, it's just supposed to be fun.
Ha, oh, idea. Marvin, how are you going to connect four when one of your pieces is covered in AIDS glass?
Okay, you know what? Let's play a different game.
I was thinking the same thing. Bigger rubber ducky with AIDS needles.
Okay, we're going to play a different game. I'm going to get it. Okay, Billy, this game is called Pictionary.
Ooh, how do I play?
Well, you pick a card, you draw what's on the card, and we have to guess what you're drawing.
If you don't guess it right, do you get pushed into a meat grinder?
No, nothing happens if we don't guess it right.
Lame. Ooh, that's a good one. All right, guess.
It looks like a man on fire.
Ooh, close. What's another way you could say that?
A burning man?
She got it right!
There's no way the card says burning man. You just wanted to draw something bad.
Oh, yeah? Read it and weep.
What? It does say burning man.
Yeah, so I can go again.
Marvin, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's nice and safe and no one gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like
it. Yes!
What? Okay, this is just bad. You're drawing a guy prying his eyes out.
You got it right!
There's no way the card says prying your eyes out. You just want to say something bad.
It says it right there.
That says cry your eyes out.
What? I mean, he's crying his eyes out in pain. AIDS.
He does not have AIDS.
Yes, he does. He just can't see in the picture. He has AIDS.
Oh, okay, look. Go again, but draw something that's not bad.
Okay.
I wish he would draw something fun, like, you know, a puppy dog.
This one's going to take a while. You got to give me a second.
Okay.
A kitty cat.
A little kitty cat or, like, you know, a tree.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this is just barbed wire.
You got it right. See?
The card says barbed wire.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done playing games with you. Everything's about death and hurting stuff.
Oh, come on, Marvin. Just one more game.
What? One more game?
Got the rubber ducky covered in AIDS needles.
Okay, that's it. I want you out of my house. You're not allowed to stay here anymore.
Oh, come on, Marvin. We were having so much fun playing games.
No, we're not having fun. I think it's time for you to go.
Oh, that's part of the game, Marvin. I'm never leaving.
You're gonna leave right now.
No, I'm not.
Hey, happening, Danny?
I just woke up from being unconscious after taking my snot sniffle down the stairs.
Not right now, Jeffy. We're dealing with something.
Oh, my God. Is that a tricycle?
Yeah, it's a tricycle. What about it?
I would do anything for that tricycle.
Anything for that tricycle?
Oh, yeah.
Would you leave and never come back?
Oh, you would never see me again.
Jeffy, can you please give this guy your tricycle?
No way, Danny. This is my sniffle. But who's the clown?
His name is Billy, Jeffy. Look, I will do anything. I will buy you whatever you want. I'll take you to Disney World. I'll do whatever you want if you give him your tricycle.
Buy me whatever I want? Okay. I guess I'll give him my sniffle. But I just want to do one thing. I would like to play a game.
I love playing games.
All right, Billy. You ready to go down the stairs?
Best day ever.
All right, here you go.
Heard or seen Jeffy all day.
I know, isn't it great?
Marvin, we should go check on him.
Look, the cops wouldn't care that he's missing until 72 hours have passed.
Marvin.
Okay, look, we'll go look for him.
Jeffy!
Jeffy, where are you?
Jeffy!
What doing?
Jeffy!
Jeffy, why are you so dirty?
Because I'm digging to China with my spoon.
Jeffy, you cannot dig to China.
Yes, I can. If I dig deep enough, I'll eventually reach the other side of the earth.
No, you'll never reach the other side of the earth.
Are you saying the world is flat, Daddy?
No, I'm not saying it's flat, Jeffy. Jeffy, you need a bath. You're so dirty.
I don't want a bath, Daddy. I need to finish digging to China.
You need a bath because you're a dirty, stinky boy.
You said Jeffy's a dirty, stinky boy.
Because you are a dirty, stinky boy.
I don't want to dig to China no more.
Okay, good, because you get in a bath. You get in a bath right now. Come on. All right, Jeffy, the bathtub is full, so get in the bathtub.
I want to get in the bath, Daddy.
Jeffy, get in the bathtub. You're dirty.
Bathtub.
Yes, you do, Jeffy. You have to get in the bathtub. Jeffy, get in the bathtub right now.
Oh, okay.
Baby, do you have the soap?
Yes, it's right here.
All right, Jeffy, you're in the bathtub.
He's dirty! Oh, my God!
I don't know what to do. Jeffy, swim! 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 Swim!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, our son needs CPR!
Why?
Because he drowned while he was in the bathtub.
He drowned in the bathtub?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you don't have to know how to swim to take a bath, you just sit there.
I know, but he did it wrong.
How do you take a bath wrong?
I don't know, look, can you just give him CPR?
Ooh, I really wish you told me that before I came over, because I really took my time getting here. Like, I stopped for coffee and a sandwich, and it was like an onion and mayonnaise sandwich, so my cholesterol is through the roof. So now I got onion mayonnaise coffee breath, and if I give him mouth-to-mouth with that, it's going to be pretty gross.
Look, just give him CPR, I don't care.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, Daddy!
What, you saved him?
Yeah, that onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Baby, can you move? Say it again?
That onion mayonnaise coffee breath will wake anybody up.
Oh, well, Jeffy, are you okay?
Yeah, Daddy, but I'm never taking a bath ever again. That mean water almost drowned me.
Well, Jeffy, if you knew how to swim, that wouldn't have happened.
I teach swimming lessons.
What, you teach swimming lessons?
Yeah, I teach swimming.
You're in the way again.
Where do you want me?
Just right there.
Okay.
You teach swimming lessons?
I teach swimming lessons.
Marvin, we should get Jeffy swimming lessons.
Yeah, Jeffy needs swimming lessons.
Well, good, because I teach swimming lessons.
Well, how much is the swimming lessons?
I charge way too much for swimming lessons.
Well, how much do you charge for swimming lessons?
I charge $100 for swimming lessons.
That's a lot for swimming lessons.
Yeah, some would say too much for swimming lessons.
Well, I think Jeffy really needs swimming lessons, so we should get him swimming lessons.
All right, come on back to my house, and I'll teach you some swimming lessons.
All right, Jeffy, come on. You're going to learn how to swim.
All right.
All right, baby. I'm about to go do swimming lessons with Jeffy.
Okay, Marvin, have fun. I'm going to work on my tan.
Okay.
All right, boys. Sun's out, guns out, boys. Ooh, check out these guns. You see that? Yeah, I'm ripped. That's a swimmer's body. It's because I'm a lifeguard. All right, Jeffy, we're going to teach you how to swim like a dolphin, because you almost drowned in the bathtub, so we're going to teach you how to not do that.
Are there narwhals in this pool?
Narwhals? No, there's no narwhals.
What about octopuses?
No, none of those either. I wish there were 8 of those in there, but no animals in the pool.
Can we just start the lesson?
I'm sorry, what, are you Jesus? How are you standing on the water? And also, why are you fully clothed in the pool?
I don't know what to wear.
It's a pool. Have you never been to a pool before?
I mean,
what, do you shower in all your clothes, too?
No, can we just start the lesson, please?
All right, Jeffy. The first rule of swimming is that you gotta make sure you eat a full meal before you get in the water.
Well, I thought you're not supposed to eat before you get in the pool because you'll cramp up.
Okay, that's a myth. See, they just don't want you swimming to your full potential. No, no, no. You gotta eat a whole bunch of food before you get in the water so that you have a lot of energy to go swimming, okay? So, Jeffy, I want you to woof this down. You get it? Woof? Because they're hot dogs? It's a swimmer's joke. All right, Jeffy, eat all this food.
Okay. I'm done. I'm so full, my stomach hurts.
Good, good. That pain is telling your body that you're ready to swim. We call that swimmer's pain. You know, that's how Michael Phelps won all those Olympic medals. He ate a whole plate of hot dogs before every race.
Is that true?
I don't know. Google it. All right, Jeffy, you ready to swim?
I'm scared of the water. I'm afraid it's going to hurt me.
No, the water's not going to hurt you. Here, check it. Whoa.
See, the water bit you.
No. It didn't bite me. It's just really, really cold. You know, I'm already a growing now to show us. So when I get in there, it's just going to fall off. All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Oh. How about you get in first, you know, because he's kind of scared.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you just hurry up and get in the water?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't just float on top of the water like you, okay? It's cold.
Well, just hurry up, you're a swimming instructor. You're supposed to be okay with cold water.
Well, it's really cold, okay? Does your son really need to learn how to swim that
bad? Just get in the water.
Okay.
Is it really that cold?
Yeah, it's cold, okay? All right, Jeffy, get in the water.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
No. If I'm in the water, you're going to get your ass in the water, too.
Jeffy, get in the water.
I'm scared.
How about you just encourage him by, like, showing him how to swim?
Okay. Hey, Jeffy, look. I'm going to teach you how to doggy paddle, okay? This is how doggies swim.
No! Doggies can't swim! They're not fishies!
Doggies can swim?
No!
Oh, yeah? I'm going to prove to you that dogs can swim.
All right, Jeffy. I got your dog. I'm going to show you he can swim.
What? No.
There you go. Yeah, doggy paddle. You're doing it wrong.
He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Why didn't you tell me that before I put him in the water?
Well, I thought you said all dogs could swim.
Well, not paralyzed dogs. I'm sorry, Jeffy.
I'm definitely not swimming now that you killed my doggy.
Oh, no. Okay, look, I have a cat. He can probably swim. He's kind of like a dog. Oh, hold on, I'll get him. Ow! Stop scratching me! Come here.
In the water. Yeah, swim! Swim! Come on, swim! You want to scratch me a little?
See, he's swimming!
I'm not getting in the pool now! It keeps hurting animals!
Look what you're doing. You're making us scared of the pool.
No. The pool's not hurting animals. I'm hurting animals. Don't blame the pool.
Well, show him the kid he's all right.
He's okay. See? Meow. Yeah, I'm swimming. See? He's all tired.
Look. Is there any? I thought you were a professional. He's scared of the pool. How are you?
I'm getting him in the pool. Just wait a minute. I got an idea.
What's so funny? You're killing my kitty cat.
Ahoy, Jeffy. It's me, Captain Crunch. Don't you want to get in my boat?
No, that boat has holes in it.
Oh, no. These holes are for your legs so you can feel the water.
But the water is the scary part.
No, it's not. I'd show you, but I don't have legs. Hey, rich people like boats. Don't you want to be like a rich person?
I guess. Will I get hoes?
Yeah, you'll get a bunch of hoes, but you got to get in the boat first.
Oh, okay.
Whee! Isn't this fun, Jeffy? Whee!
Whee! You should get out of your pool right now!
Oh, but look how much fun we're having!
Look, I paid you to give him swimming lessons, not float around in a floaty. He can't bring that to the bathtub.
Okay, listen, man. My plan is to flip over the boat so he has no choice but to get in the water.
No, he's gonna freak out!
Well, no. Sometimes you just gotta rip the Band-Aid off, you know? He'll be fine.
Why can't you just teach him how to swim like a normal person?
I'm sorry. Who's the master swimming teacher here? Okay, you see this? That's what SML stands for. Swimming Master Lessons. Because that's what I teach. I teach people to become master swimmers. Okay, just trust me.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. You just stay right here. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'm not getting in your pool!
No, it's okay. You don't have to. Just stay right here.
What?
I'm gonna go underwater now.
Okay.
Daddy? Where'd the instructor go? That's you guys! That's you guys!
Hey, swimming! Look at you, you doing it?
What the hell? Oh, no!
You see that? It can't get back to life and he tried to drown me.
Well, they do have 9 lives.
I guess that's true.
Dave, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Uh-oh, but we're just trying to teach you how to swim.
Yeah, you already... What you guys did was effed up.
Well, you already felt the water, so you kind of know what it's like to swim.
What is that?
That's a narwhal.
What? You told me there's no narwhals in the pool.
Well, it's not supposed to be.
Dave, I want to go home. Take me home right now.
Come on.
Okay, we're going to go home since you suck at being a swimming instructor.
No.
Well, today was a waste of time.
Clearly.
Baby, what happened to you?
Someone replaced my suntan lotion with cooking oil.
You look like an overcooked chicken.
Yep, because Logan's clearly never cooked chicken before. So I think he meant lobster. But we'll go with overcooked chicken.
You look like a lobster.
Thanks. How did Jeffy's swimming lessons go?
Bad. They were bad. They went really bad.
Mommy, let me tell you what this bald guy did. I was sitting there minding my own business on my little inflatable float, and then he got his friend to flip me over in the water and almost make me drown.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Well, look, at least Jeffy got in the water and kind of swam because he swam back to the inflatable thing. So Jeffy knows how to swim a little bit. So I think, Jeffy, you should go try to take a bath right now.
All right, Daddy. That's fine.
All right, we're going to go try to take a bath and see if he improves, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to take a bath?
Yep.
What, Jeffy? You cannot use this floaty every time you take a bath.
Yes, I can, because it's the only thing that saved me from drowning in that pool.
Jeffy, you can't use this floaty everywhere. I guess you just got to take showers for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Well, Jeffy, look, you have to learn how to swim, because what if one day you fall off a boat or something?
Well, then I'll just take this with me everywhere I go.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Watch me.
Just get in the shower. Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool XML tank top?
XMLmerch.com.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that cool XML t-shirt?
XMLmerch.com.
Hey, Lavelle, where'd you get that cool hat?
Oh, XMLmerch.com, man.
Hey, Poobie, where'd you get that inflatable pencil you're using to look like your dong?
XMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and where did Brooklyn Guy get that same exact tank top that you're wearing right now?
Oh, XMLmerch.com.
Oh, my God, and you can buy it for the puppets that we sell on...
Is it FMLmerch.com?
FMLmerch.com!
No way!
And every purchase you make from June 2nd to June 12th, you be entered in to win a signed Jeffy puppet!
Really?
Really?
FMLmerch.com!
Marvin, guess what came in the mail today?
These nuts!
My grandparents' ashes.
Aw. Wait, your grandparents' ashes? Like, both of them?
Yeah, Marvin. They wanted to be mixed together for all eternity.
Wait, so they're both inside this thing? Ew, is that their ashes?
Yes, Marvin. They died and they were cremated. They wanted to be put in this priceless, one-of-a-kind vase that's been passed down from generation to generation in my family.
Well, can we put it, like, in the closet or something? I don't want to look at it. It's weird.
Oh, no, Marvin. They love kitchens. They said when we die, put us in the kitchen.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sit in the kitchen and look at your grandparents' death sand, okay? I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Are you ready to kick the soccer ball in the house?
Yeah!
But, Junior, what if we break something?
Cody, are you 40 years old? What if we break something?
Yeah, be a kid for once.
Well, I just don't want to get in trouble.
We're not going to get in trouble. Hey, Jeffy, I'm going to kick the ball to you first.
Okay.
I got it. My turn.
What's this? What was that?
It sounded like you broke something.
It sounded like you broke something. Cody, that's what you sound like. If you ever want to know what you sound like, that's what you sound like.
Well, okay, that doesn't change that you broke something.
Okay, how do you know I broke something?
Because there was a loud crash from the kitchen.
But what if there's a speaker in there that plays crashing glass sounds?
Why would you have that?
You know they're like little machines that play nature noises? Maybe it's on the crashing glass sound channel.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing. Crashing glass sounds. I'd like to fall asleep to that.
Guys, do you think I broke something?
No.
See, look, guys, it's 3 against 1, so I didn't break anything.
Okay, let's go check.
Okay, what do I get when there's nothing broken there?
$5.
Okay, I'm gonna get $5.
Okay.
Oh no! What happened here?
Junior, this is the thing you broke.
Wait, so there's not a machine that makes broken glass noises in here?
No, you don't have one of those.
Yes, I do. And what is all this stuff?
I think it's someone's ashes.
Wow, they have a serious smoking problem if they have that much ashes.
What? No, Junior, I mean like human ashes. Like this used to be people.
Dude, this is a lot of people.
All right, guys. Okay, what are we gonna do about this?
What are we gonna do, Junior? You're the one who broke it.
What? No, we all broke it because we all kicked the soccer ball.
But you hit it last.
No, Jeffy hit it last.
No.
No, you hit it last.
Guys, it doesn't matter that Jeffy hit it last. We just have to focus on cleaning it up. So I'm going to sweep up the ashes, and let's put it inside a vase that looks just like it.
Junior, where are we going to find a vase that looks just like this one?
Hey, guys, look at this vase I found that looks just like that one.
What? Oh, that was Jeffy! Oh. Come on, we needed that. Alright, who did it?
Jeffy did it.
What?
Yeah, Jeffy did it.
Yeah, Jeffy did it.
Oh, screw you guys!
That's it, Jeffy, you're grounded!
But I didn't do it!
Your friends ratted you out and said you did it, so you're coming with me! Alright, Jeffy, that's it, you're grounded!
But I didn't break your vase!
Yes, you did!
Well, I didn't break the first vase, but I broke the second vase.
There was only one vase, Jeffy.
No, there wasn't, there were two vases!
No, the one of a kind priceless handed down for generations!
Exactly, there was only one vase, Jeffy.
Guys, if there were two vases, go ahead and hit the like button and the subscribe button. Prove them wrong.
Jeffy, there was only one vase and you broke it because your friends said you broke it.
My friends are no longer my friends anymore because they framed me. Jeffy gets framed. It's a title of the video.
Jeffy, you're grounded for a month.
This house is a prison.
Go to your room.
Daddy, I'm going to prove to you that my friends framed me.
Okay, then do that then. But you're the one who broke it.
It's okay, baby. We'll go sweep it up and we'll put it in like a litter box or something.
Alright, guys, what color do you think goes next?
Oh, dude, totally the orange one.
Oh, definitely orange.
No.
What's up, D-bags?
Oh, hey, Jeffy, sorry we had to blame it on you.
Because of you guys, I lost TV for a month!
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, sorry, Jeffy.
You guys better go tell my dad the truth, or else I'm gonna ruin all of your lives!
But they already think you did it, so just take the blame on this one.
So you've chosen death. I hope you guys enjoy it. Dude, what is Jeffy gonna do?
I don't know. He's not gonna do anything. All right, guys, I think blue is next.
No.
All right, guys, I think we put them in the perfect order.
You guys cannot be serious.
Well, you can't do it any better.
Guys, I think I'm just gonna go get Ken and go home.
Wait, where'd you leave Ken at?
Oh, he's on the couch downstairs. I left Ken right here. Wait, what's this? If you ever want to see Ken again, admit that I didn't break the vase! Jeffy must have taken Ken! Junior, you have to go admit that you broke the vase right now!
What? No! I'm not gonna get grounded just so you can get your stupid dumb doll back!
But Junior, I need Ken back!
Well, look, nothing's gonna happen to Ken!
But what if he hurts him?
Dude, he's a doll!
Yeah, he's a doll. How is he gonna hurt a dumb doll? He's not gonna hurt him.
Who's that?
Who's that? Hello? Hello?
Oh, down there, dude!
What? Hey, Cody, there's a package here for you.
But to me? But this is your house.
I know, that's weird. We should open it. So, Cody, why did a package for you come to my house?
I don't know. It's really weird.
What'd you order? New glasses?
New glasses?
Yeah, new glasses.
Why would I order new glasses?
Because you love to collect glasses and wear them.
But do you think I wear glasses because I collect glasses? No, I wear glasses because my eyes don't work right.
So did you order new eyes?
New eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to open the box now.
What? Kid's head!
Where's the rest of him?
Wait, there's no more pieces of him in there?
No, it's just his head! Junior, we have to go tell the truth right now!
What? No! I'm not gonna tell the truth just because you got Ken's head!
But Junior, look what he did to him!
Wait, maybe the other pieces will come in the mail. See, look, that might be another box with another piece to him. Come on. Hello?
Mom? Dad? What are you doing here? We're very disappointed in you, Cody. What did I do? You ate a Baconator, Cody. We're Jewish. We're not supposed to eat pork. Well, I didn't eat a Baconator. Oh, yeah? Well, then why did we find this Baconator wrapper in your room, along with a note that says, ha, 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 I ate this Baconator from Wendy's?
So you're gonna laugh in our face? Ooh, you're gonna burn a Jewish hell for that.
Well, why would I leave a note about something I'm not allowed to do? Because you're just that cocky, Cody. You didn't think you'd get caught. Why couldn't you just have eaten a Dave's Double? Well, I did! I love Dave's Doubles! I get them all the time!
I don't want to hear you coming home right now, okay?
We're gonna give you a Spankinator. Tell the truth, Junior!
Well, I don't want to get grounded!
Whoa, dude, Cody's life is ruined, just like Jeffy said.
Well, do you think Jeffy's gonna try to ruin our lives?
Nah, I don't have parents, so I'd love to see him try. Give me your best shot.
Who's the door? Hello?
Joseph? Mommy? Yes, I came back because I love you and I want to be a family again.
Really?
Yes. Ah, mommy! Why?
You guys ready to tell the truth?
Jeffy, you ruined my life!
Then tell the truth!
Or Jeffy, just stop doing this!
Then tell the truth!
Whew. Oh, man. Oh, it's really hot in that thing. All right, kid, you get my $100?
Yeah, it's right here in my diaper. You can go ahead and grab it.
Thank you. Man, you really made that guy feel pretty bad.
Yeah, he got me grounded.
Oh, well, I mean, I'd feel bad if I were you, but whatever. Let me know if you need anything else. I got a whole bunch more costumes.
All right, thanks.
My famous soup is almost ready. Oh, hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Wait, why are you getting closer to me?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it!
I'm so sorry, Joseph.
Dude, my whole life is ruined. Just tell the truth.
Well, I don't want to get grounded.
Dude, just tell the truth.
Junior, dinner's ready.
Oh, dinner's ready. Oh, man, I'm so hungry. What did Chef Pee Pee make me?
Oh, he made you his famous soup.
What? Wait, what's in this?
Chef Pee Pee?
No, I know he made the soup, but what's in this?
Chef Pee Pee.
Chef Pee
Pee. Oh! You killed Chef Pee Pee!
Yep, and I'm going to keep going until you tell the truth.
What? No, I want Chef Pee Pee back!
Are you going to tell the truth?
Oh, yes, okay, fine. I'll go tell your dad. I'll go tell that you didn't do it.
All right, good.
Oh, man, you got Junior so good.
Yep, here's your $100.
Thank you very much. That'll teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want the truth? Okay, Jeffy did not break your stupid, dumb grandparents' face. I broke it. I was the last one to kick the soccer ball, and I'm the one who broke it. So ungrounded so we can stop killing our families.
Mother, father, I demand an apology.
Wait, so Jeffy, you did not break that vase?
Nope. Well, I broke the second one, but not the first one.
So your friends lied?
Yes, they framed me.
Wait, the title of the video. Jeffy gets framed. We should have paid attention.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys that.
Well, Jeffy, we're sorry for grounding you. We just thought you did it.
Now kiss my hand.
Kiss your hand.
Kiss my hand.
Ow!
Now don't you ever try to take my TV away from me again.
Now, which one of you is going to go sweep up Grandma and Grandpa?
Jeffy, me and Mommy are going out to eat, and we're going to leave you home alone, so don't make a mess, okay?
All right, Daddy.
Be safe, Jeffy.
I ain't going. All right. Since my Mommy and Daddy aren't here, I get to watch a TV show they told me not to watch. Oh, yeah. You know what you're doing. Oh, yeah, keep doing that.
We forgot our keys.
Jeffy! We told you not to watch the TV show!
Marvin!
Jeffy, we said do not watch pogo sticking videos, because then you're going to want to start pogo sticking, and pogo sticking is dangerous.
Marvin, Jeffy needs to watch more educational TV shows.
Yes, he does. Like Wendoa the Explorer.
What is that?
It's a very educational TV show that you need to watch, and we're going to watch it with him as a family. We're not going out to eat anymore.
Hola, my name is Wendoa. I'm an explorer. What's your name?
Aw, this is fun. Jeffy, tell her your name.
It's a TV, Mommy. She can't hear me.
Jeffy, tell her your name.
Fine. My name is Hippo Butthole.
That's a cool name. My parents don't supervise me. Do you want to go on an adventure with me?
No.
Jeffy, be nice.
Great. But we can't go on an adventure without my friend Sandals the Monkey. Can you help me find him?
He's behind the tree.
Where is he?
I said he's behind the tree, but you can't hear me because it's a TV!
Where?
Say it louder, Jeffy. Maybe she didn't hear you.
He's behind the tree!
Where?
The tree! Behind the tree!
Where?
I swear to God, if you say where one more time, I'm going to lose my...
Jeffy, calm down.
But he's behind the tree, Daddy!
I know, he's behind the tree.
Where?
Oh, my God, Daddy. Take me to the jungle, because I'm going to strangle her!
Well, Jeffy, just calm down. Say it one more time. Maybe she'll hear you this time.
But the monkey is right behind you!
Where?
I literally can't help you. It's right there. It's not my fault you can't see it. Dad, she's blind. Legally blind.
Oh, there he is. Thank you for helping me find him. Now we can go on our adventure.
Thank God! Thank God, Daddy! We finally get to go on your stupid adventure!
Okay, just calm down, Jeffy. Just watch the show.
Wait! We can't go on an adventure without my binoculars. Can you help me find my binoculars?
This shit again?
Jeffy, language! Just help her find her binoculars.
They're around her neck like my hands are gonna be when I'm strangling her!
Jeffy, tell her where they're at.
around your neck.
Where are they?
No way. No way is she this dumb.
Where? Where? Where?
I'm not even going to help her. I'm just going to let the monkey do it this time.
Where could they be? Ow! It's not polite to hit sandals.
That monkey has more patience than me, because I would have slapped her a long time ago.
Oh, there they are. Now let's go on our adventure.
Finally. Now we can go on this dumb adventure. It better be worth it.
To start our adventure, we have to find out where we're going. Let's ask Google Maps. Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps. I know where we're going. First, we go through the rabies bat cave, and then we sneak through the sneaky snake pit, and finally, we get to the poison ivy river.
That sounds scary.
I hope she dies.
Chippy!
Let's go! Windola, 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 the explorer!
Hey there!
Oh no, it's Killer the Lion. Can you help me stop him from killing us? Say it with me. Killer, no killing.
Killer, please kill her.
Chippy, stop it!
No killing.
Oh, rats, you said it three times. Now I can't kill you.
Yay, we did it. We did it. We did it. Yay!
Oh, wait. Word can't stop me from killing you.
Jesus Christ!
Poor Windola!
Thank God!
Jeffy!
She was the most annoying person on TV!
I really hope she's okay.
Look the news!
Breaking news, okay? Famous television actress Windola is thought to have been killed by a lion on national television. Her partner, Sandals the Monkey, has a shocking interview now. Let's go to that. Truly devastating. There is a jungle-wide search for Windola, and if you find her alive, the police are offering a $20,000 reward.
Man, I really hope they find her.
$20,000? Dang, I can go find her.
No, Jeffy, you're not going out in the woods. There's lions out there and it's dangerous. You're staying inside.
All right, I...
Oh, man, this Five Guys burger is so good.
Hey, Junior, did you see what happened to Windola?
Yeah, she got ate by that lion. It was so sick.
Yeah, did you also see that they're offering a $20,000 reward if we find her?
Wait, if we find her in the woods?
Yeah, so I was coming to see if you wanted to help me find her.
Oh, yeah, let's go in the woods and try to find her.
All right, let's go, Junior.
All right, let's go.
All right, Junior, let's go out here and try to find Windola so we get that reward.
What? Jeffy, why do you have to talk like that?
Oh, because I'm wearing a cowboy hat, and I thought that's how I had to talk.
Well, is mine a cowboy hat?
Sure.
Where you be? There you are, Jeffy!
All right, so, let's try finding her.
All right.
But this is a big forest, Jeffy. What are the odds of finding her?
Oh, no, Junior. It's going to be really hard.
Jeffy!
What?
Is that her bandana?
Junior, there's her binoculars.
Oh, look, her binoculars. That's so cool. Okay, that means we're close to finding her.
Junior, what? There's her hand.
What? Oh, my God! Her hand! Her leg! Oh my God, Jeffy! Okay, so obviously, she might still be okay. She'll still have, like, her other arm and her other leg, right?
Junior?
What?
Look.
Okay, what do we do?
I don't know, Junior. We need to call somebody.
Well, hold on. Do we still get the reward?
No, because he's dead.
Well, hold on, hold on. Maybe they'll give us money per part. So maybe they'll give us, like, $1,000 for her leg, $1,000 for her arm, $10,000 for her head.
Yeah.
So let's start collecting the pieces and see what they'll give us.
All right, Junior.
All right, Jeffy. Here's all the pieces we found.
Hey, Junior, watch this. I'm going to give her a low five.
Wouldn't that be a low four because you guys only have four fingers?
Oh, yep. I guess you're right.
Let's go get our reward.
But who do we call to get the reward?
I think we call the news.
All right, well, now I'll go call the news.
Hey, guys, did you hear what happened to Window? Whoa. Junior, why is Window's head and body parts on your couch?
Because me and Jeffy became explorers, and we went in the forest and found her.
So you brought the body parts back here?
Yep, so we can get a reward.
Wait, you're not going to get a reward, Junior.
We're probably not going to get the full 20,000, but I was thinking we can get 10,000 for her head, 1,000 for her leg, and 1,000 for her arm. That's $12,000. That's $6,000 for me and Jeffy.
But no, you're not going to get anything because the reward was for if she was alive.
No, they're going to give us something for these body parts or we'll go elsewhere to sell them.
No, Junior. No, you're going to go to jail.
But why would we go to jail?
Because you brought the body parts here so it looks like you killed her.
Everyone knows we didn't kill her. It was the lion. And I'm not lying.
Balloon tits.
Junior, this is really, really bad.
Well, no, it's not. What was I supposed to do when I found her?
You were supposed to call the police.
But then they would have taken the reward.
Well, no, they would investigate the crime scene.
There's nothing
nothing to investigate because we all saw what happened to her on TV, dummy.
Junior.
You're just mad because you're not going to get any of the money for finding any of her body parts.
No, Junior, I don't want anything to do with any of this.
Well, okay, then where do we sell the parts to if you say if the calling the cops are going to get us in trouble?
I don't know the black market. I don't know people who buy body parts.
I will buy those binoculars, though. Here, you want $20 for them?
$20? Is that a good deal?
Yeah, sold.
Okay, you can
have them. Pleasure doing business with you. Now I can look inside people's windows while they undress.
Wait. Do you want her bandana?
No, I don't want it.
Okay,
I'll just take these binoculars and go.
All right, we made $20 off those binoculars.
That's $10 each, Junior.
Heck yeah. All right, so let's go find a black market to sell these body parts, because if we call the cops, we'll get in trouble, apparently.
All right, let's go.
Hey,
welcome to the black market. We buy illegal things. What can I do for you today?
We have something we think you might like.
Fish? I'm a dolphin. I eat fish.
No, Jeffy, show him.
Whoa, is that Wendoa?
Yep, that is the Wendoa. She went missing today, so we went into the forest and we found her.
Nice. So, you looking to sell or pawn?
Sell.
All right, well, the best I can do is $100.
$100? The news said she's worth $20,000.
No, that's only if she's alive. This is pretty much worthless.
Well, no, we found her head and her leg and her arm. Can you at least do, like, $12,000?
Nah, sorry, the best I can do is $100.
Well, I didn't know this was useless.
Yeah, but you know, if you'd have brought me her binoculars, I would have given you $50,000.
$50,000 for the binoculars? We had the binoculars.
You wish.
No, we didn't. We sold them for $20.
Yeah, well, you got ripped off.
Well, why are they worth so much?
Well, because she's dead and they're a collector's item. Apparently, she only ever used one pair of binoculars, so they're worth a lot.
Whoa, I promise we had them. So if we can get them back, will you buy them from us?
Yeah, if you bring me those binoculars, I'll give you $50,000.
Jeffy, we have to find Cody and get those binoculars back.
Damn right we do!
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wait. What do you want to do with this?
We want to sell that.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, guys, why'd you call me over? I was just outside playing with my binoculars. I was looking at everything. They're so cool, I'll never get rid of them.
Well, I think they're dumb, and they make your head look fat.
Why'd you call me over?
Well, me and Jeffy were talking it over, and we decided that we feel bad. We feel bad for ripping you off by selling you those binoculars.
You didn't rip me off.
Yes, we did. $20 was way too much to charge you for those. So we feel bad. You bought them from us for $20, but we want to buy them back for $100.
Yeah, that's an $80 profit.
But I don't want to sell these.
Why not?
Well, because I'm Wendoa's biggest fan, and these are the binoculars she died with. I'm not going to get rid of these.
You're not Wendoa's biggest fan.
Yes, I am. I know the theme song and everything.
Well, they mean more to me and Jeffy because we found them.
Well, you don't even care about Wendoa.
Yes, we do. We care enough about her to go look for her. You didn't go look for her.
Well, no, because I was too busy crying.
Well, that's dumb. What if we offer you $120?
What? No, Junior. No amount of money is going to make me give you those binoculars.
Well, what if we trade you something cool?
Well, what?
We have so many cool things to trade. Right, Jeffy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have so many cool things. Hold on. I'm going to grab all the cool stuff that we can trade for those binoculars. All right, Cody, this is what I have to trade.
What is that, a mostly-eaten cheeseburger?
Not just any mostly-eaten cheeseburger, a Five Guys mostly-eaten cheeseburger.
Junior, I want Five Guys, but not the restaurant.
But the cheeseburgers are good!
I know their cheeseburgers are good, but I don't want your half-eaten cheeseburger.
Are you sure? Because I was going to finish this, but I saved it to trade for you.
Well, you can go ahead and finish it, because I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. All right, this thing you can't turn down.
What is that?
It's a to-go drink from Chili's.
Why would I want a to-go drink from Chili's?
Because it's a strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, it slaps.
Really? It's empty.
Yeah, I drank it all.
Why would you give me an empty to-go drink from Chili's?
Because you can go back and probably get a refill or something.
I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. I really didn't want to get rid of this, but I'll do it for you.
Whoa, what is that?
It's a half-eaten Uncrustable.
Do you have any Uncrustables that are not eaten?
No, I eat about half and I stop eating them.
Why don't you just finish the Uncrustable?
Because there's so much left, I get full.
Junior, I don't want your half-eaten Uncrustables.
You don't want any of this stuff?
No, Junior, why are you just bringing me your leftover food?
Because it's the food that was left in my room, and Chef will ground me if he finds food in my room.
Well, this is gross, and I don't want it. I mean, if you had like a full Uncrustable, we'd be talking. But no, I don't want this.
Look, Cody, we really need those binoculars back.
Well, no, Junior, I want to keep these binoculars.
Breaking news, UK! Sandals the Monkey has been arrested for allegedly hiring the Lion to kill Wendoa! If you have any evidence, please turn it into local police now.
Oh no, I have to turn these binoculars into the police.
No, you don't.
Well, yes, I do, Junior, it's evidence.
We'll hand them over. Me and Jeff will turn them in.
No, I don't trust you. I'm doing it myself.
No. Aw, we're not gonna get the money for the binoculars!
Aw, Junior, this sucks!
Thanks, kid, for turning in these binoculars. It's really gonna help the investigation a lot.
Yeah, whatever I can do to help avenge Wendoa. Alright, you have a good night.
Did he give them to you?
Yup, like taking candy from a baby.
Sweet, now let's go get our $50,000.
Yeah.
Alright, blowhole head, here's the binoculars. Where's our 50 grand?
Wow, you actually got them. Here you go.
Sweet!
25,000 each!
I can't believe I stole this golden egg from the Easter Bunny. It's worth over $20 million.
What a steal, sir.
Chives, it's hot in here. Roll the window down so I can get some fresh air.
But, sir, this is an aeroplane.
Roll the window down.
Sir, I would highly suggest not doing that.
Chives, do you want to spank it? I said roll the window down!
Very well, sir.
Oh, my golden egg! Chives, you idiot! When you rolled the window down, my golden egg flew out! Now you better jump off this airplane and parachute down and find my golden egg!
But, sir, I don't have a parachute.
Jump!
Very well, sir.
Oh. Jump, Chives.
Do I absolutely... Oh, very well, sir!
All right, guys, 5 more minutes on the Easter egg hunt. What's wrong, Jeffy?
I can't find any eggies.
They're all over the yard, Jeffy.
Well, I can't see them.
Because you have the dumb basket on your head.
Oh.
Look, there's the eggs.
Give me the eggies.
Here you go. Oh, man, guys, I found so many eggs.
Oh, dude, look, I found one.
Well, I just found another one.
I found another one.
Well, I can find more.
Uh-huh. Guys, these eggs are not hard to find at all.
Jeffy, how many eggs you got? Okay. Wait, is that a golden egg?
Oh, no, it's mine!
I got it! That's not fair! I saw it first!
No, dude, I saw it first!
No, I saw it first! No. Right. That's not fair!
It doesn't matter who saw it first. I got the golden egg.
Well, what do you get for the golden egg?
Yeah! I don't know. I'm gonna go ask. Hey, I found the golden egg. What do I get?
We didn't hide a golden egg. Baby, did you hide a golden egg?
No, I didn't.
Chef Baby, did you hide a golden egg?
No, I didn't. But if you're giving money away, I might fight him for it. Because I need some money.
We didn't hide a golden egg.
Well, it just kind of fell in front of us. I thought you did it.
Well, it's not ours.
Oh, okay.
Daddy, I can't find any eggs!
Oh, not this again, Jeffy.
All right, I'm back on the egg! Where are you at, golden egg? You in here? You in here? Are you in here? Come on! Where are you, golden egg? Show it to my egg! Where are you?
Hey, Easter Bunny. Me and the Tooth Fairy brought you a present for Easter.
Lots of candy so you can lose both your teeth.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. What happened to you? Speak to me, Easter Bunny.
My golden egg. Show us my golden egg.
Not this shit again. Look, nobody stole your golden egg. Are you sure you didn't just sell it for smack like you did a few years ago?
I sold for nothing! Someone stole it! Was it one of your elves? Did one of your elves steal my egg?
No, my elves would never steal anything. All bad elves get executed by firing squad.
Can I have their teeth?
Oh, come on. What is it with you and teeth?
What is it with you breaking into little kids' houses?
Well, you break into people's houses, too, and you steal their body parts.
Hey, I pay them for it.
That sounds like some kind of prostitution to me.
Yeah, that did sound kind of weird.
I'm gonna find who stole my egg! You know what I'm talking
Oh, he really needs to go back into rehab.
Hey there, Easter Bunny. We got some calls. We heard you going crazy.
They stole my egg! It's gone!
I know, buddy. Santa Claus called us and he told us all about it.
Oh, it's a shame. You used to be someone's hero. Now look at you.
He's gone all cuckoo.
I know
you're not cuckoo, buddy. We're gonna get you the help you need. We're gonna get some medicine to get those voices out of your head.
Back the hell up, Easter Bunny. I'm gonna blow you away.
Oh, come on, mate. You can't shoot the Easter Bunny.
Well, if he wants to f*** around and find out, I'll put a bullet between his eyes.
Oh, God. My reaction time is terrible.
Hey, don't shoot, okay? Don't do anything you're gonna regret, all right? I got a family. I got a wife. I got a kid. Actually, you know what? Just shoot me. Dispatch, the Easter Bunny's gone crazy. He's got my gun.
So what do you want to eat, Tyrone?
Can we please get some chicken and waffles? Because you can't cook, woman.
Oh, Tyrone, you're so nice and honest.
Whatever, shut up.
Oh, Jesus, what is that?
I don't know, woman. I think it's a chupacabra.
Get out of the car. I'm going to break down. Oh, Jesus, it's the Easter Bunny.
Silly rabbit chasing for kids.
Get out of the car. I swear I'll pull your brain down.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Did we just get carjacked by the Easter Bunny?
Damn, times have changed.
Wow, guys, I can't believe I found this golden egg and you didn't.
We all found it together, Cody.
Yeah. Well, then why am I the one holding it?
Well, because we dove in a dog pile and you came out with it.
You started humping my leg, dude.
Yeah, well, a dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Woof, woof.
What are you gonna do with that egg anyway, Cody?
I don't know. Probably just stare at it and know that I have it and you don't. Oh, I know. I'll post about it on Facebook.
Why?
So the whole world knows that I have it and you don't. Here, hold on to it, Ken. I want to take a selfie. Just don't let anything happen to it, because it's one of a kind. Okay, snap a selfie real quick. Nah, I should smile more. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Now, what should the caption be? Oh, I know. Just found this golden egg and my friends didn't. Hashtag lame. Hashtag scrub. Hashtag loser woozer. Hashtag geez louise. Hashtag gold digger. Post. Whoa, it's already blowing up. I've already gone viral. I got one like already. And it's from my mom. Oh, she's calling me. Yellow. Hey, Cody, did you really find a golden egg? Oh, Mom, I'm so tired of talking about my golden egg. It's all anyone wants to talk about. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Well, I mean, I guess it is a pretty big deal, but, you know, just be cool about it. I'm so proud of you, Cody. Yeah, I know. Everybody is. I get that a lot. All right, I'll see you later, Mom. Ugh. You guys, it's so hard having this golden egg. I mean, I just can't deal with all this attention that I didn't ask for. You guys are honestly lucky you didn't find it, because, man, this is tough.
I hate you, Cody.
Well, don't hate me because you ain't me. Hey, do you think this egg could fit in my butt? Nah. Well.
I didn't get any eggies!
Because you have a basket on your head, Jeffy.
But you're the Easter Bunny. You can give me free eggs!
Jeffy, I'm not the Easter Bunny.
Yes, you are!
Who dated you? Who had to know?
I'll answer it. Hello?
Where is it?
Where's what?
You know what I'm talking about.
I honestly don't.
Chives is dead on your roof, and I know you know why.
But why is he on my roof dead? What happened?
I had a golden egg. It flew out my private jet. I pushed Chives out of the jet. He landed on your roof and died, and I know you took the golden egg.
Well, I promise I don't have a golden egg.
Well, I'm coming inside because I know that dirty little mouth of yours is lying. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Marvin, what is he looking for?
A golden egg or something.
Oh, like the golden egg that the boys found outside?
Excuse me?
Yeah, the boys found one outside earlier today.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Marvin, I'm going to give you a spanking. Come here.
What the? Why?
Because does your son have my golden egg?
No, my son doesn't have the egg. The other kid has it.
Who?
The one with the yellow teeth.
Yeah, and he has glasses and, like, the fuzzy hair.
I don't give a fuck. Where is he?
Oh, he's upstairs on the red couch.
That's all you had to say.
So, guys, what do you want to do now?
I think...
Don't say it.
We should look at my gold egg some more.
God, I hate you, Cody.
Well, that is my egg!
Oh, it's the Easter Bunny!
Why do you have a gun?
I know you stole my egg! I'm gonna tell you!
What, this is your egg?
You know it's my egg, because you stole it!
Well, I didn't steal it, it just fell out of the sky.
Unlikely story! I saw your post on Facebook! What, you don't know how to make your post private?
Huh? Look, just take your stupid egg, I don't even want it.
Oh, no, you're gonna die!
Joseph, do something, you're behind him.
It's my time to be a hero.
I'm not a hero!
Damn it, Joseph.
Coward.
So any last words?
Ho, ho, oh no. Put the gun down, Easter Bunny.
Santa Claus.
Tooth Fairy?
Hey, do you brush your teeth?
Not as much as I should, no.
Good.
Do you help anybody?
Shut up. What are you doing here, Claus?
Look, I know this kid didn't take your egg.
How do you know, huh?
Because I see them when they're sleeping, and I know when they're awake.
See, you're creepy, too.
Shut up. I know this kid didn't take your egg because he's on the nice list.
I can be pretty naughty, too.
Oh, believe me, I know.
So you're sure he didn't take my egg?
He didn't take your egg, so just take it and leave. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys, I was so scared.
Well, you were so calm.
No. Oh, my God, I was about to crap my pants. That guy is crazy. You know, one time I saw him eat a kid. Like, actually eat. Like, he got mad that people were eating chocolate bunnies, and he ate a kid starting with the ears. It was crazy. There was a whole cover-up and everything.
Well, thanks for saving our life, Santa Claus.
Yeah, me and the Tooth Fairy are gonna go make sure he gets the help he needs.
Don't forget to pull your teeth out so I can leave you money.
Don't listen to her. She has problems, too.
Man, Junior, I can't believe he took my golden egg.
Well, at least he didn't kill you.
I wish you would have killed me. It'd be easier to replace me than to replace that golden egg. It's just so valuable.
I hate you, Cody.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Not you, him! Where is it?
What? I don't know what you're looking for.
Stop playing this game with me! Tell me where it is right now!
Well, I don't know what you're looking for!
The golden egg! Where is it?
Oh, that. Jeez, what is it with everybody and my golden egg today?
The Easter Bunny took it.
You gave it back to the Easter Bunny?
Well, yeah. He had a gun, man. He was crazy.
Do you know how hard it was for me to steal that from him? Not hard at all. But still, I don't want to have to do that again!
Well, I mean, you can have this one.
Oh, really? Oh, that makes me completely forget about the golden egg. Thank you so much.
Okay,
wait, I don't want that! I want the $20 million one!
Wait, it was worth $20 million?
Yes, it was pure gold! $20 million worth of pure gold!
I knew that thing was special when I found it, because I found it.
I hate you, Cody!
I'm gonna go steal it back again!
Well, I wouldn't steal it again. He's crazy.
Yeah.
My precious!
Well, I'm glad you got your egg back, Easter Bunny.
If you ever lose those teeth, don't forget to call me.
You know, I'm getting real tired of you and this teeth thing.
No one asked you, Santa.
Well, happy Easter, Easter Bunny.
I love my golden egg. It's my favorite egg. I'm never going to let anything happen to it, and I'm never going to let anyone take you ever again.
So tonight, you're going to be doing a class film project. Each of you is going to make a 1-minute movie about whatever you want. And whoever has the most amazing movie is going to win an Oscar.
An Oscar? I've always wanted to win an Oscar. You know, I'm a natural born actor.
Dude, you're a natural born dork.
Yeah, Cody, the only Oscar you're ever going to win is an Oscar Mayer wiener in your mouth.
Well, that's just as good.
I'm going to make an art film.
Well, no, Penelope, I need you to be in my film. I'm going to remake Shrek, and I want you to play Fiona as an ogre. Not the normal girl part. I have someone for that.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, class. So go home and try to get your movie done so you can win this award.
What's your film going to be about, Junior?
Probably dinosaurs. What's your film going to be about?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe something hot and romantic. Do you think he'll let me do nudity? Probably not. I'd have to charge for that. What's your movie going to be about, Joseph?
I'm not going to tell you guys. You're going to steal my ideas.
Well, I'm going to make the best film ever.
I'm going to win the Oscar.
Whoever wins the Oscar is the coolest kid ever. Okay, what kind of movie should I make? Ooh, I know. I can make an animated movie about a girl starting her period, and every time she has period cramps, she turns into a panda bear. Oh, wait, Pixar already did that.
Hey, Junior, I just came to tell you that my movie's going to be better than yours, so end.
Well, no, my movie's going to be better than yours.
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Chris Oxford and Sasha.
Why do you have sock puppets?
Because I'm making a sock puppet movie.
That's so lame, Joseph. No one's ever going to watch something with puppets in it.
Yeah, nobody likes puppets, Joseph. That'll never take off. You have a better chance shaking a stuffed animal and making it talk.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you when you guys lose and I'm the winner.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. My movie's going to be better.
Junior, I need the Lego Titanic. I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you. It's mine. I just left it here after we built it.
Well, go take it then. Get out of my house. You're distracting me from making a movie. Okay, I gotta think of something that's genius.
Hey, guys. You're looking at an Oscar winner because I made the hottest, steamiest movie of all time.
Well, Cody, my movie's better. I have so much action and destruction in it. It's gonna be so crazy.
Yeah, does your movie have you getting slammed up against a foggy car window?
No.
That's what I thought.
Dude, my sock puppet movie is so awesome. It's top tier. It's gonna knock your socks off.
Well, we know he's not winning. No one wants to watch a sock movie.
But dude, it has so much drama in it. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Alright, Crass. So today, you're gonna be presenting your Crass film project. And remember, the best film is gonna win this Oscar. So who wants to go first?
Ooh, teacher choose me! Me! I wanna sock it to him and show him what a real movie looks like.
Alright, Joseph, come up here and show us your film.
Yes! Alright, guys, prepare to have your hearts broken when you watch this real-life movie based on a true story called My Life Sucks.
Honey, I'm home!
Oh, honey, you're home early? I thought you had to work late.
Sasha, you're cheating on me with this black sock?
No, Chris Oxford, it's not what you think. He kidnapped me. I have Stockholm Syndrome. I'm not falling for that again. Yeah, I'm a sock, but I wasn't bought yesterday. You're a socky excuse of a woman. You think I'm gonna walk in here while you're socking another man to be okay with it? Yeah, I'm not Will Smith, lady, okay? Pack all your shoes and get out.
No, baby, please don't leave. You're an ankle sock and he's a tube sock. I couldn't help myself. I'm so socky. My wife cheated on me. She's trying to end it all.
Isn't it so sad? See, my movie didn't have a happy ending because real life doesn't have happy endings.
Okay, Joseph. Very good. Go sit down. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
All right. So my movie's called Fruit Party 4. And if this one does good, I'll make the first three like Star Wars.
Do, 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 I'm a happy strawberry. Hey, Mr. Banana, what doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm just mad because I'm a banana and not a happy strawberry.
Oh, don't be mad, Mr. Banana. I bet you please all the girls because you're a banana.
No, nobody wants me because I have a bruise on me.
Hey, it's me. I'm a pineapple.
Sup?
Oh, great. It's Mr. Pineapple, the coolest fruit in the world.
Yeah, it's me. What are you bozos doing?
Well, I'm being a happy strawberry. Nothing can ruin this day.
My day's always ruined. I'm a bruised banana.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, Jeffy. How graphic. Go sit out. All right, Penelope, you're next.
I kind of don't want to show mine. I didn't get to finish it.
Penelope, you come up here and present or you fail!
Okay, fine!
But Penelope, why don't you want to show it? Is it just a video of you just eating food for 5 hours because you're fat?
Shut up, Junior! So all I want to say is that my dad walked in on me while I was making it, and it's really embarrassing, so here.
Oh, Justin, Mia Moore, I know we just met, but I feel like we are soulmates. You want me to stay here in Paris with you? But my flight takes off in 5 minutes, and you know I have to see my dying aunt who would never allow this to happen. Maybe we'll meet in another life. What's that? One more kiss? All right.
Penelope, what are you doing?
Dad, what are you doing? Get out! I'm making a movie! What,
you're making a movie? Oh, God, no! I failed as a parent. My daughter feels like she has to make movies like this.
Dad, get out! You're embarrassing me!
You're embarrassing me! You're embarrassing the whole family with what you're doing here with this picture. All right, that's it. I am not going to allow you to make these kinds of movies. All right, you're going to boarding school.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. Boo! Trash!
Shut up, Junior!
I mean, he is right, Penelope. It is embarrassing. Go sit down. Tony, you're next.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to watch a cinematic masterpiece. Okay, everybody. Prepare to cream your panties because you're going to watch the biggest, hottest movie of the summer. I remade Titanic, and I call it Titanic. I don't want to be with you, Cal. I don't even care about your money. I'd rather be with someone hotter but poor. Hey, Ken. I changed my mind. I want to be with you. What's that? Step up on the ledge. But what if I fall? I'm flying! I'm flying, Ken! I'm flying! Drown me like one of your French boys, Ken. I'll be honest. It's not really your best work. I mean, my abs are way bigger in real life. And you can't even see my junk. I'm gonna have to move this blanket. Okay, draw me again. Let's take another crack at this. Put your hands on me, Ken. Oh no, Ken, we just hit a bag of ice. Now the ship is sinking and the lifeboats are all full. We're gonna have to jump in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken, I'm so cold. I mean, I'm sure you're colder, because you're in the water, and I'm not. I would let you get on my door, but there's just not enough room. Oh, Ken. Ken, oh, it's so cold. Oh, I'll never let go, Ken. I'll never let go. Whoa, oh, no, I let go! Ken, I'm sorry, I'm just so cold! No! Yeah! That was 80 years ago, and it was the sexiest, hunkiest experience of my life. Thousands of people died, but that pipe was legendary. Huh? Huh? How hot was that shit, huh?
Very good, Cody. Now go sit down. Junior, you're next.
Yeah, Junior. Let's see if your movie's as hot as mine.
All right, guys. Prepare to watch a real movie that has destruction and death. I call it Doomsday in Townsville.
In the city of Townsville, the Powerpuff Girls are on vacation, so the city is defenseless. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm was Cody's mom. Big, fat, ugly pig, with an I'm a fat there and an ugly, stinky pig. Ugly, fat, fatty, fat, fatty, fatty, fat, fat, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh no! Is that a dinosaur? I came back from extinction to destroy your city! Crash, 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 crash! Oh no! My son works in that building! He's probably dead! Oh, he's super dead! Crash, 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 crash! Oh, whatever you do, please don't eat my dog! Oh, I would never eat your dog. Oh, you promise? No! Your dog, dead, die! Ah, no, my dog! Well, whatever you do, don't eat Cody's mom! What? Cody's mom? Oh, I didn't know you had her. Oh, she's so fat and ugly, I'm gonna eat her. No! Fat Cody's mom. You see that, Cody? Your fat mom's getting eaten. Fat Cody's mom. Oh, no! Oh, man. Am I so full from eating Cody's big fat mom? If I would have ate her in the beginning, I wouldn't have destroyed your city. Well, get out of here before I call the cops. Woo! Oh, no, the cops. I have a record. I gotta get out of here. Oh, man. What could make this day any worse? Well, at least there's not giant tarantulas trying to eat me. Oh, well, do I have bad news for you. When I was trying to leave the town, giant tarantulas were coming this way. Well, I'll pay you anything if you can save me. Okay, I'll try and defeat them. Oh, no, the giant tarantulas are coming. Oh, no, the giant tarantulas coming across the bridge. He's going to try to eat me. Ah, oh, cops, come help me. Woo-hoo, we're blocked. We can't, there's a train. We can't get past the train. Well, save me, he's gonna eat me. Oh, no, he's coming right towards me. I'm dead.
The end. So, guys, what'd you think of the movie, huh? Hey, Cody, did you see your mom in the movie? How she's a big, fat, ugly pig? Uh-oh, here comes Cody. But Cody just slapped the shit out of me.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
It was a your mom's a pig joke.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
Okay, I will.
All right, Junior, go sit down. And the winner of the Oscar is... Cody!
I won! I actually won an Oscar! This is kind of awkward because I just embarrassed myself in front of everyone. But I won! Oh my god, really? Oh, thank you. I just want to start off by saying I'm sorry, teacher, for slapping someone in your class. You know, love makes you do crazy things, but I hope you invite me back. I deserve this award so much. My movie was so good. Oh, thank you all, except for Junior.
Who's my little cuddle muffin?
Aw, who's my little snuggle bear?
I am my little strawberry shortcake.
With a cherry on top?
Of course with a cherry on top.
Are
you guys done? Jeffy, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough to throw up in my mouth and swallow it.
What do you want, Jeffy?
I want some help building my Lego pirate ship.
Jeffy, I don't have time to build a Lego pirate ship.
But dang, it'd be really quick. It's only 1,260 pieces. And if it takes us 30 seconds per piece, that's only 630 minutes, which is only 10 and a half hours. So let's get started.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Marvin, you should spend more time with Jeffy.
But my little cuddle muffin, I don't want to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Well, Blueberry Bear, you could do the first 5.5 hours, and then I could take over for the last 5 hours.
But baby, I don't want to assemble Legos.
Hey, Dad, check this out. If you buy me 2 more of these sets, we can build the pirate house and the pirate island. Then we have the whole collection, and that would be the tits.
I'm not buying you any more Legos, Jeffy, until you assemble this Lego set. So how about this? If you assemble the Lego pirate ship by yourself, then I'll buy you the other 2 sets that you can assemble by yourself. How about that?
Well, Dad, yesterday I was watching this naughty video that had the exact same title, 3-in-1.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos with you, so take us to your room and assemble it by yourself. Who's that?
Hopefully someone to help me build my Lego shit.
Let me see what it is.
Hello?
Help me! Help me, please! You have to hide me!
Wait, are you Goodman's butler?
Well, yes, but not anymore! It's a long story, please! Hide me, please!
Okay, come upstairs.
Thank God!
So, Marvin, who was at the door?
It was Mr. Goodman's butler.
My name is Chives.
Well, Chives, what are you doing here?
I had to run away from Mr. Goodman. I couldn't stand the constant bickering and nagging and him demanding me to say sir at the end of every sentence. Sir.
Well, why'd you run away? Why didn't you just quit?
Because he would kill me. You don't understand. I'm the 14th butler this year. I've seen things. Things he doesn't want the world to know. So if a butler wants to quit, he just kills them.
Well, you can stay here. I promise you, he's not going to come looking for you here.
Thank you.
Who's that?
That must be him. Please, you have to hide me now. I'll do anything.
Oh, hide in the bathroom. Okay, I'm going to go answer the door and tell him he's not here.
Hello?
Is Shithead here?
Who?
That bald-headed bastard.
What? I don't know who you're talking about.
My butler, Marvin!
What? I didn't even know you had a butler.
Oh, stop tugging my balls, Marvin. I know he's here because I have a tracker in his colon. And my Find My Butler app led me right to your house.
What, your Find My Butler app? Well, I didn't. There's no butler in my house. Your phone must be acting up.
Oh, really? Because if I press this button, it'll shock his colon.
You don't have to press that.
I'm going
to
press it.
Well, don't press it.
I'm pressing it. Found him. The Find My Butler app says he's in here.
He's not in my bathroom. We should go check another room.
He could be in your shower.
He's not in the shower.
Let's see. There he is.
Well, no, that's just my screaming shower curtain. I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, really? I would love to see it scream again.
Okay, look, I will pull back the curtain to show you he's not in the shower.
Okay.
Run.
Oh, yes, these pipes are lovely. Master Marvin, I was just fixing the pipes. Thank you so much for hiring me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, Goodman, old chap. I didn't even notice you there. Oh, old Marvin here, he was just hiring me to fix his pipes.
Did I say you can leave the house, Chives?
Well, no, sir, but
that is unacceptable. That is three spankings for you with the paddle.
Is that the paddle with or without the spikes, sir?
The spikes. You know that, Chives. Now go warm my Lamborghini.
Yes, sir.
God, you're getting old. It's so hard to find good help around here, Marvin. Now walk me to the car.
Okay.
All right, Chives. You know the Lamborghini doesn't come with heated seats, so I'm going to need you to pull your pants down and warm up my seat with your bare ass cheeks.
Very good, sir.
What are you doing? You don't have to take this. You can stand up for yourself. You can say, I don't want to work for you anymore, and stand up for yourself.
You know what? You're right. I don't have to take this anymore. I'm a man! Master!
Did you just raise your voice at me, Chives? You have a dirty mouth. You get in that car!
No, sir. I was just letting you know that I took the liberty to warm the baby oil for the butt spankings later.
You rub that Vaseline all over those ass cheeks, Chives. Now get in the car!
Yes, sir.
Thanks for helping me find them, Marvin. You want to watch the spankings?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's going to get spankings in my car. Here it comes, Chives.
One, sir.
Stop tensing up.
Two, sir.
Marvin, what was that all about?
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Danny, since you don't want to build the pirate ship, can we make a Play-Doh pizza and eat it?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't eat Play-Doh. It's poisonous.
Oh, that's why I run out of Play-Doh so fast. But then why did they make it look like pizza?
It's supposed to be like a joke.
I'm not laughing, Daddy.
Well, look, how about we do something else? Who's that? Hold on. Hello?
Marvin, please! You have to hide me again! I escaped Goodman and those powerful spankings!
But he has a track on your butt. He's gonna find you again.
I need you to help me remove it now! Come!
Marvin, who's at the door this time?
Marvin, quick! Stick your hand up my rear to get the tracking device out!
Marvin, what is going on?
I'm not sticking my hand up your butt.
I'll do it.
No, you're not gonna do it, Jeffy.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, it came out!
Oh, thank God! Hurry, grab it so we can flush it!
I'm not gonna grab it!
Fine, I'll do it myself!
Ew!
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
Alright, Marvin, flush it!
Okay.
Goodman will never find me now.
Okay.
Marvin, what is going on here?
Look, there was a tracking device in his butt, and we flushed it so Goodman couldn't find him.
Exactly!
Oh, no, that must be Goodman again.
Marvin, please, you must hide me again.
No, find your own hiding spot.
Excellent idea.
Hello?
Where is he?
What's the bat for?
I'm going to beat his bald head with my baseball bat. This is my bald-headed baseball bat beater.
Well, I promise you, your butler's not in my house.
My Find My Butler app said he's in the exact same spot that he was in last time. So I'm going to go beat your screaming shower curtain with my baseball bat. How do you like that, Chives? Pull the curtain back.
Okay.
What? Hold on. My Find My Butler app said he's right here.
Well, no, he's not here.
No. Oh, I see what you did.
Wait, what?
You flushed him down the toilet, didn't you?
I can't flush him down the toilet.
Flush me down the toilet, Marvin.
What? Flush you down the toilet?
Yeah, I'm going in after him. Flush me down the toilet.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. Flush me.
Okay.
I'm coming for you, Chives. I'm coming.
Marvin, can you please tell me what's going on?
I just flushed Goodman down the toilet.
What?
thank goodness, sir. I was hiding under the sink. 5 more seconds and I think he would have found me. You saved my life. I'll do anything for you, sir. I'll be your servant. I'll cut your toenails.
No, that's fine. You can just go home.
But wait, Marvin, he's a butler. He could take care of Jeffy and do all the things with Jeffy that you don't want to do.
Good thinking, baby. But you're so smart. Yeah, he could build the Lego set and the Play-Doh pizza. Chives, there is one thing you can do for me.
Of course. Anything, sir.
I want you to be Jeffy's butler, you know, and do everything he says.
Anything's better than working for Goodman, of course.
All right, Jeffy, so this is Chives. He's your butler. He'll do anything you say.
That is the tits.
All right, butter pillow baby. Let's go to the bedroom.
Okay, Flutterby.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are gay.
Indeed, sir. So, Master Helmethead, what is your first request, sir?
Well, first I want you to build my 1,260-piece pirate Lego set.
That is a lot of pieces. It might take me a little while, sir.
Yeah, it'll take you exactly 10.5 hours. Because with 1,260 pieces, and one piece every 30 seconds, that equals 630 minutes, which equals 10.5 hours. So you better get started.
Of course, sir. I'll be on that right away.
Great.
There you are, sir. Your Lego pirate ship. On 1,260 pieces.
Huh. It took you 10 hours and 45 minutes. It was only supposed to take you 10.5 hours.
Well, you see, sir, there are many small pieces, and my vision's not as good as it used to be.
Well, let's go see if it floats.
Floats, sir? That took me over 10 hours to build!
It didn't float.
Oh, of course it didn't, sir! There's no water in the tub!
Oh, maybe we should have put water in it. Build it again.
I think I saw a plate of pizza set upstairs. How about we go do that instead?
Okay, let's go make a pizza.
Thank God. All right, sir. Your Play-Doh pizza is ready.
Eat it.
You want me to eat it, sir?
Yeah, eat it.
I would rather not.
I eat it all the time. It's good. Eat it.
Sir, I would rather not.
I said eat it!
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. It's so good, sir.
Take a real bite.
Yes, sir. What's that over there, sir?
Where?
Oh, wow. That was so good. That was so delicious. I could have another.
Oh, you ate it already? I'll just make another one.
No, sir. I'm so stuffed from the first one. I couldn't dare. But why don't we do something else?
All right. Here, make me some water balloons.
Yes, sir. Sir, your water balloons are ready.
All right, thanks.
Do with them as you wish, sir.
Oh, it didn't break.
Please don't do that again, sir. Sir, good heavens! Don't put that down, sir.
That didn't break either.
You know, sir. I must implore you, please. How about we go do something else, sir?
All right. So I decided you need to wear a uniform.
Sir, I already am wearing a uniform.
No, I think you need to wear something more formal. Put this on.
Sir, this is a chicken suit.
Yeah, put it on.
Must I absolutely have to, sir?
Did I stutter? I said put it on!
You did not stutter, sir. I will get to it right away. I have put on the chicken suit, sir.
All right, good. Now I want you to act like a chicken.
Of course, sir. Bok, bok, bokok.
No, that's not realistic enough. I want you to act like a real chicken.
I will do my best, sir.
Good. Now, I want you to color a page out of this coloring book.
Which one, sir?
Just pick one. Any one of them. But it's got to be perfectly within the lines.
Absolutely, sir. Right on it. Sir, your perfectly colored book as requested.
Chives? What the heck?
Whatever do you mean, sir?
You colored outside the lines, you blind old fart! Oh. Idiot!
Sir, the ears were hard to see, and there's a beak in my face.
Well, find another picture and color it perfectly, dummy!
You know what? No! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Not from you, not from Goodman! I quit! Good day, sir! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Oh, Goodman, old chap, where have you been?
In the sewer. Looking for your tracker that's supposed to be in your butt!
That must have fell out when I used the restroom earlier, sir. Actually, you know what? I don't have to deal with this anymore, sir. I'm finally sticking up for myself. I quit!
Oh, no. You quit? Oh,
Are you working for Chick-fil-A? Is that what this is?
Well, no, but anything's better than working for you, you old bag.
Wow, no one's ever stood up for me before. It almost sounds like you need to put this chip back in your ass.
Good day, sir.
Well, you know what? I got 20,000 different reasons why you should put that microchip back in your ass.
Shall I warm the Lamborghini with my butt cheeks, sir?
Indeed.
Absolutely, sir.
Get your ass back in the car.
Jeffy, how's your butler doing?
Yeah, you having fun?
No, he quit.
He quit?
Yeah, but it's okay, Daddy. I got this new Lego set. And I know you were upset about the last one because it was going to take like 10.5 hours. But this one's only 1,002 pieces. And at 30 seconds per piece, that'll take 501 minutes and just under 8.5 hours.
Well, get started, Marvin.
Okay, let's build this one.
For dinner?
I don't know, Jeffy. Probably green beans or something healthy.
Flag on your play.
What flag on the play? This isn't football.
Picking something nasty for dinner? Automatic pizza party.
We're not having a pizza party, Jeffy.
Unnecessary yelling. Automatic. Don't have to go to school tomorrow.
Oh, you have to go to school tomorrow. Do not blow that whistle.
Unnecessary roughness. Automatic. Get to go to Disney World.
We're not going to Disney World, Jeffy.
What? Oh, there's someone at the door. Take that whistle away from him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
What, Goodman, what's wrong with you? What happened? Why do you look like that?
Well, I decided to count on my money, so I withdrew $100 million in pennies. And I started counting it all, and I was staying awake for 2 months straight, and so to help keep me awake, I decided to hire 100 women. And what they did was, they just walked around in circles as I was counting the money, and I gave them spankings to help keep me awake. So I was like, $1? $2? $3? Spankings. And so I wasn't getting any sleep, and so I decided to come here to see if I could stay with you.
Wait, why would you want to sleep here? Why don't you just sleep at your mansion?
Because if I stay in my house, then I'm going to want to keep counting my money, and then the girls are going to keep wanting spankings.
Okay.
So I need to stay here. And I'll pay you $100,000 if I can stay here.
Yes, you can stay here for $100,000. Yes, whatever you want.
Well, hold on. Because the only thing I got to say about that is if I stay here, there can't be any noise at all. No banging, no clacking, no cracking, no whistles, no yelling, nothing. Not a single sound. Because if one thing wakes me up, no $100,000 for you.
So no whistles. No.
Is that going to be a problem?
No. Just give me about 30 seconds and there'll be no noise.
I don't have 30 seconds. I'm tired now. And I'm ready for bed.
Go lay on the couch. Go lay on the couch. I want that $100,000. There won't be any noise, I promise. All right, buddy. Just lay right there and I promise there won't be any noise.
Okay. What's that?
No, nothing. I promise there won't be any noise. I want that $100,000. I'm going to go stop that noise right now. Hold on.
Okay.
I said take the whistle from him. Was that so hard?
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, look, guys, I need you guys to be quiet. Because, look, Goodman is downstairs, and he's really tired. And he says if he can sleep here and no one makes any noise, he'll give me
$100,000. $100,000?
I need you to be quiet. Jerry,
I need you to be quiet. Give it. Whistle.
Marvin, what happened?
Uh-oh. He swallowed the whistle.
What?
Jeffy swallowed the whistle. Guys, I need you guys to be quiet. I need you guys. It's $100,000 downstairs. Please. No. Stop. Jay. Please. No. Stop.
Stop.
Hey, please. Guys, shut up. It's $100,000. Let's go outside and talk. Let's go outside. Let's just go outside.
But it's cold outside.
I don't care. Jeffy. Shh. Everyone. Shh. Jeffy. Let's go outside. Yes. Please. Just close your mouth. Close it. Please. Oh, Jeffy. If you go outside, I'll get you a happy meal. No, happy dance. No, stop it. Be quiet. Close your mouth. Okay, is he still sleeping? Okay, good.
Outside.
All right, Jeffy, you can make as much noise as you want since we're outside. Just make noise over there.
Marvin, you have to call a doctor.
Why?
Because he swallowed a whistle.
Oh, he'll digest it and poop it out.
A whistle?
Well, I don't want to call a doctor, because then the doctor's going to want to come inside and make noise, and I don't want to wake up Goodman because I want $100,000.
Well, then what are we supposed to do out here?
Go camping. You love outside, right?
Camping it looks like it's about to rain.
Well, get a tent.
Where?
Make one out of leaves and grass.
Marvin!
Oh, Jeffy wants a Happy Meal. Hey, Jeffy, you want a Happy Meal? Ooh, take Jeffy to McDonald's.
Okay, can I take the car then?
No. If you take the car, it'll start and make a loud noise and might wake up Goodman.
Then how am I supposed to get there with Jeffy?
You don't even have shoes on, so walk with your dirty feet.
I am not walking all the way to McDonald's.
Well, you're not going inside because you're going to make noise, so you guys are going to stay out here, okay?
Marvin!
Okay, good, he's still sleeping. Okay, so Jeffy's outside, he can't make any more noise. I still get that $100,000. No, go back to sleep. Why is the fire alarm going off?
Ah! It's a fire! Oh my god, what do I do?
Jeffy, why is there a fire?
I was cooking beans, I was trying to cook dinner. Look, I don't know what happened.
Put out the fire, put it out!
I'm trying to!
Why did you do that begin with? Now the fire alarm going off, you might have cost me $100,000.
Wait, $100,000?
Yes, stop making fires!
I'm trying to cook!
Okay, he's still sleeping. I don't know how that fire alarm didn't wake him up. The doorbell, who's that?
Will you stop with the doorbell?
Oh, sorry, I just really love the sound of doorbells, you know? I like how they go, bing bong!
Oh, please be quiet!
Oh, dude, you should get one of those that's like, da 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 da. Ba, da, da, da.
Be quiet, please.
You know, you heard those?
Yeah, I've heard them. Please just be quiet.
Why? Fire can't hear you.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, your fire alarm went off, so I'm here to search your house for fires.
Well, no. Look, there was a fire, and I put it out.
Are you sure? Because fires can be pretty sneaky.
I'm sure. Can you please just be quiet? Like, there's a guy sleeping in there, and he can't wake up.
Well, he's sleeping in there? Well, he could have died in the fire. I'm surprised he didn't wake up when the fire alarm went off.
He's just really tired. Look, there's no fire. You can leave.
Wait, yeah, I think I know what happened. I think maybe your fire alarm isn't working right. Maybe that's why he didn't wake up.
No, it works.
Have to drill into the ceiling and rip that out. That's going to cause a whole bunch of noise.
No, look. I will let you come inside and look for fires as long as you just be really, really quiet, okay? Don't make any noise.
Okay, whatever.
All right, look for your stupid fire and then get out.
Where are you, fire?
Well, why would there be a fire under the blanket?
Well, let's check under here.
No, don't touch him.
Fire's there.
Why would there be a fire under him?
Fire's pretty sneaky. It can creep up on you.
What's that noise?
Well, hold on. That's my phone.
Quiet. Turn it off.
That's my wife.
Well, your wife.
Well, you don't believe me? I'll put it on speaker.
Hang up.
Hey, Karen.
Oh, Courtney, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Courtney, I have a very important question to ask you.
Please hang up.
What is it, Karen?
Courtney, what would you like for dinner? Corn dogs or toasted strudels?
Hang up!
I can't hear her. Now I gotta have her repeat it. Karen, what'd you say? I didn't
hang
catch
up.
That.
What do you want for dinner? Corn dogs or toasted strudels?
Well, Karen, I want the one that's actually dinner.
Hang up, please. Hang up!
Hey, you just hung up on my wife. That was rude. Call your wife. Let me hang up on her.
You're making a lot of noise. I can't have him waking up. Go back to sleep. Go. Wouldn't a fire be in the kitchen?
Hey, yeah, that's really good thinking. You know, you should be a firefighter.
I'll look into it. Look, let's go in the kitchen and away from him. And be quiet.
All right,
look, there's no fire. You can leave.
Are you sure? Because fire's pretty sneaky. It can get inside your walls and lay eggs like termites.
It's fire!
Yeah, that's what fire does.
Look, there's no fire, so leave.
Are you sure? Are you sure there's not a fire right behind this door?
There isn't.
Oh, yeah? Gotcha, fire!
How's there a fire in there?
Yeah, judging by the size, I think that was an adult. It's been in there for a few months.
Well, do something about it!
I'm gonna go fight that fire.
What, fight it?
Yeah, I'm a firefighter. We fight fire with our fists.
What?
All right, now you stay here. I'll call you if I need to tag you in. What? All right, fire! Here I go!
Can you do it quietly?
Dirty.
A little bit more quiet.
I got him.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I got him. Fire's taken care of.
What happened to your eye?
Oh, he got one good hit on me. I'll give him that. He put up a good fight. But who's still standing, huh?
What?
Me, not him.
Please be quiet.
I'm an undefeated firefighter, 51-0.
Shh.
I challenge any other fire out there to come at me, huh? Anybody?
Please be quiet.
I think so.
Well, you made a lot of noise in there.
Oh, yeah? Well, you try fighting a fire with your bare hands and see how loud it is. That's harder than UFC.
Oh, okay, look. The fire's gone. You can leave now.
All right. I'm going to go home and eat toaster strudel. And I'm going to ring your doorbell a couple times on the way out.
Wait a minute. Please don't. How is he still asleep? I'm not even going to question it. I still get my $100,000.
What is this, baby? What is this?
Who's that?
It's Bug. What, were you having a weenie roast?
No, I was just cooking regular food and it caught on fire. I'm so sorry, but I could have died.
Well, it's too bad you didn't, because now you have to bear the shame of making this poison.
Look, give me another chance, please.
Look, guys, you guys are being really loud. Can you please just leave? There's someone sleeping in there.
Who is this baldy? What, is he Chef Boy ID?
Oh, guys, there's some wild beef Wellington outside.
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta go outside, guys. Yeah, I see it.
I need to check this out.
All right, where is it so I can yell about how badly it's prepared?
Yeah, I want to see.
You guys are going to stay out there because you keep making too much noise.
Well, I didn't!
Oh, they're so loud. Oh, thank God, he's still sleeping. Okay, no more noise tonight. There should be nothing else that'll make noise. Oh, okay, thank God. Achoo!
I'm pissed.
What? No. Go back to sleep.
That was literally the loudest sneeze I've ever heard in my entire life.
No.
I'm going home.
No, please, that's the money! No, come on! That woke you up! Oh, come on!
So, did you get your $100,000, Marvin?
No, I sneezed. Jeffy, what, did you just poop out the whistle?
Let me check.
Ew! Jeffy, don't put that in your mouth. That was up your butt.
Oh, no.
Dad, do you know if the windows on the house are hammer-proof?
No, Jeffy, they're not.
How do you know? Have you tested it?
No, Jeffy, I haven't tested it.
Well, how do you know if you haven't tested it?
Because, Jeffy, I know if a hammer hits a glass window, it's going to shatter.
Well, have you done that?
No.
All right, well, then I'm just trying to have a scientific method. I have a hypothesis, and I'm trying to test the hypothesis.
You're not going to test it, Jeffy. Look, you're not going to try to break these windows.
You don't want me to be a scientist?
You're not going
to
be a scientist, Jeffy. Look, this is my house, these are my rules, and you're not going
to
do it.
I hate you.
Marvin, he just wants to be a scientist.
Why do you always take his side?
I'm sorry.
Screw my daddy! You know what?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Junior, I'm so tired of my daddy telling me what to do. He said it's his house and his rules.
Well, if you had your own house, you could make up your own rules.
Yeah, Junior, but I don't know how to get my own house.
You could get a tree house.
What's a tree house?
It's a house and a tree.
That makes so much sense.
So we can go outside and find the perfect tree, and then we can get someone to build us a tree house.
That would be the titties.
So let's go.
Oh, let's go.
All right, Jeffy. What tree would be the perfect tree to put our tree house in? Oh, Junior, this one right here. Oh, my God, yeah. This is the perfect tree. It's like speaking to me.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty nice house in this, baby.
All right, let's go call the contractor.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Jeffy, I'm calling the construction company.
Hey there, this is Three Little Pigs Construction Company. What'll it be, straw, wood, or brick?
Hey, we need you to build us a house.
Okay, what do you need it done by?
Can you come over now and do it?
Now? Like, right now?
Yeah, we'll build it like right now.
Well, houses take a couple months to build.
A couple months? We want you to build it today.
Well, alright, but what even is your budget?
Jeffy, what does budget mean?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever it takes.
Ooh, okay. Big spender. All right, I like that. Work's been a little slow recently, so I guess I could do that today. I'll pick up the supplies and be right over.
All right, awesome, thanks. All right, Jeffy, he's coming over to build the house right now.
Sweet.
All right, let's go outside and wait for him.
Okay.
Hey there, you the guys that called me about building the house?
Yeah.
Well, you guys look a little young to be able to afford to build a house. Like, what, do you inherit some money? Like your parents die in a car accident or something?
Wait, we need money?
Well, yeah, you gotta have money to build a house.
How much do we need?
I don't know, like at least $100,000.
$100,000? We don't have that.
What do you mean you don't have that? I have all the lumber over there to build a 3,000-square-foot house.
Well, we don't need a real house. We need a tree house.
What, a tree house? You didn't say a tree house. On the phone, you just said you needed a house, not a tree house.
Well, I assumed you knew I was a little kid and that I wanted a tree house.
No, why would I assume that? No, I thought you meant a real house. I'm not building you a tree house in this shitty little tree.
But you're not building us a tree house. Is that because you don't know how to build one?
But no, I know how to build one. I'm just not doing it because I'm a professional. I build real houses. I don't have time for this.
He doesn't know how to build one.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's qualified.
He's not another one.
Yeah, I know how to build a house. I can build the biggest, bestest treehouse ever.
All right, then prove it.
Yeah, prove it then.
Okay, I will.
And done. Yeah, check that out. Is that a treehouse or what? It looks like a motherfucking treehouse to me, huh? Yeah. Oh, you said, he can't make a treehouse. He doesn't know how to do it. Well, look what I did. I made a treehouse. How about that?
Oh my god, this is the coolest house I've ever seen!
It's perfect!
Yeah, damn right it is. Now imagine if I had built you a real house. It would have been this, but 20 times bigger.
Oh, how do you do stuff like this? It's so amazing!
I don't know. I'm the shit. What can I say? I just piss excellence.
Oh, Jeffy, go inside it.
Alright.
Oh my god, it's so cool!
Wow, it's so roomy in here!
No, you're damn right it is. It's a full 2 square feet.
Oh, I'm going inside with him. Oh, this is so cool! Oh, thanks, mister!
Alright, so how are you gonna pay me?
We said we didn't have any money.
Oh, that's right. I did this to prove a point. Damn my ego. Anyway, I'm gonna go home and have a drink. Just hope no hurricanes come by.
Oh, Jeffy, this house is so cool. Okay, what's the first thing we're gonna do?
We need to establish some rules. So, rule number one, no daddies allowed.
Yeah, no parents allowed, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a Sharpie so we can write the rules.
All right.
And done. No daddies allowed. So if my daddy tries to come in, I'll point right there and say, suck it.
That'll show him.
Sure will.
What's the next rule?
I think we should only allow girls with big booties who don't wipe.
Oh, yeah, where are we gonna write that at?
Right here.
Okay, that's right there.
Hey, Junior, you're not answering my calls. I thought we were friends.
Oh, I must have left my phone inside.
Oh, well, like, you didn't answer my calls, so I came over and I rang the doorbell for like 5 minutes and you still didn't answer, so I was gonna come in through the back door and then I saw you, so like, what the hell, man?
Oh, no, me and Jeffy got a treehouse built.
Oh, that's so cool. Can I go inside?
Yeah, come inside, Cody.
Oh, I see I'm not allowed inside.
What do you mean?
It says no daddies allowed and people call me daddy.
Oh, no, it meant like no fathers, like your dad's not allowed.
Oh, no, it's fine. The rules are the rules. I don't mind. I'm just gonna go home, but keep your phone on you.
Okay. What other stuff does this house have? Oh, Jeffy, look down here!
Is that a swing, Jeffy? It looks like it, Junior. Let's get on it!
Yeah, get on it!
Whee! We're swingers, Junior!
This is so fun. I love being a swinger. I wish people could join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to see you enjoying that swing. You didn't even ask for that. I just did it. Because your little puny mind couldn't even conceive of such a thing. But me, I'm an architectural genius. I'm a badass. You hear that, Stacy? Huh? You didn't want to go to prom with me, but now look at me. I'm building tree houses. I'm building swings. What do you got, you two ugly kids? No swings. No tree houses. I'm sorry. I'm rambling about my problems. You mind if I litter?
Well, you know, it'd be really cool if you could build us like a swimming pool under the treehouse.
You know what? For you, buddy, anything. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Who could get a swimming pool under our treehouse?
Sweet. Boom, swimming pool. And it's totally not just the bowl from the kitchen I filled with water.
Jeffy, we have a swimming pool now. Let's go swimming.
F yeah, Junior.
Now hold on, because it can also be...
Damn it. Things. A hot tub. Now you just gotta wait an hour.
Oh, mister, you do so much cool stuff for us.
Yeah, take that, property brothers. I don't even need a hot twin.
Oh, what's some more stuff we could add to the house? We could add like a front door. We could add like a window. Ow! That rusty nail just stabbed me.
Oh, that's not good. You might get tetanus.
What's tetanus?
Oh, it's where your body gets all stiff and then you die.
I don't want to die. Go to the hospital. Someone call a doctor.
I actually am a doctor. Never mind. I'm going to go home and get another drink.
All right, well, I'm just going to be in my treehouse.
Ooh, Marvin, I'm starting to get hungry. What do you want to eat for dinner?
Ooh, we could order pizza.
That sounds good.
Let me tell Jeffy. Jeffy, we're ordering pizza. Huh.
That's weird, Marvin. He usually comes running when he hears the word pizza.
I know. Let's go check on him. Jeffy, what is this?
It's my treehouse, Daddy.
A treehouse? It's all rusty and it looks bad.
Aw, I think it's cute.
It's not cute. Jeffy, get out. We have to tear this thing down. It's making the neighborhood look bad.
No, dang, this is my house and I live here now.
It's not a house, Jeffy. It's just a bunch of wood nailed together.
Well, isn't that what a house is?
Shut up, Jeffy. Look, get out.
No, this is my treehouse and I'm going to live here.
I want to go in.
Well, let me in, too.
No, Daddy, you're not allowed.
No, Daddy's allowed. Why am I not allowed?
Because you're mean and Mommy's not.
Aw, thanks, Jeffy.
Wait, so I'm mean because I wouldn't let you shatter my windows with a hammer?
Exactly.
Jeffy, this is so stupid. Look, let me in.
No, you're not allowed, Daddy. Read the rule.
Okay, fine. I don't want to go inside your stupid, ugly, dumb treehouse anyway. It's dumb and it's ugly and it's stupid. So I'm going inside my real house with air conditioning and water. And when it rains, you're going to get all wet. So come on, baby, let's go.
Aw, but I want to hang out with Jeffy.
No, baby, come on. You're coming with me. Let me see this, stupid Jeffy.
Marvin, what are you doing?
Looking at Jeffy in his dumb, stupid treehouse. Like, why am I not allowed in?
Why do you care?
I don't care that I'm not allowed in. I just want to know why I'm not allowed in. You're like, why not me?
Marvin, I think you're jealous.
I'm not jealous about his stupid, dumb treehouse. It's dumb. It's for kids. It's just, why am I not allowed in? I'm his own dad. Like, you should let me in.
Marvin, those are the rules.
Look, I'm going to get inside that stupid treehouse. I'm going to put on a disguise, and he's going to let me in. All right, this disguise is going to work.
Rootin', tootin', shootin'.
Oh, baby, stop it.
What, Jeffy?
What?
What are you doing?
Playing tickle dish? What are you doing?
I'm a lonely cowboy. I lost my horse, and I was wondering if there's somewhere I could stay for the night. So can I go inside your nice-looking treehouse?
No, there's no room. Sorry.
But, Jeffy, I'm going to find a way to get inside your treehouse.
Daddy, is that you? Wait, you bought a horsey? Can I pet it?
Oh, he didn't let me in.
Ooh, Marvin, I didn't know you were such a sexy cowboy. You should lasso me up.
I want to get inside that treehouse.
Marvin, forget the stupid treehouse. Pay attention to me.
No, I'm going to demand Jeffy to let me inside that treehouse. I'm going to demand him to let me in.
Oh, my God. You have your own house and your own swimming pool. You're so successful.
Yep, just doing it. Adult things.
Ooh, Daddy.
What did you call me?
Daddy?
Oh, no! I'm not allowed in my own house!
All right, Jeffy, I demand you to let me inside your treehouse.
Well, Daddy, I'm not even allowed inside my own treehouse anymore.
Why?
Because that girl called me Daddy, and rule number one, no daddies allowed.
What? That's stupid, Jeffy. Okay, since you're not allowed in it, what are you going to do with it now?
I'm probably just going to have to put it on the market.
You can't put it on the market, Jeffy. You can't sell something that's in my backyard.
Oh, look, that's my realtor right now.
What?
Hey, Mr. Realtor.
Hey there, Jeffy. I just put the house on the market. We've already got 50 people lined up to take a look at it.
No, you cannot sell this house. It's in my backyard.
Excuse me, sir. You looking to buy this house? Because you'll have to wait in line.
Well, no, I'm not looking to buy it. It's in my backyard. You can't sell it.
Oh, look, Jeffy. Here comes the first buyer now.
Hey there. I'm interested in this property. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, as you can see, it's a beautiful home, a full 2 square feet. It has a swimming pool and a swing, and it has a beautiful waterfront property.
Oh, wonderful. I'll take it for $2 million cash.
Sold. Jeffy, you are a very rich man.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Well, no, this is not right. You cannot sell a treehouse that's in my backyard.
Marvin, is that you? Give me your house payment.
Boom, Mommy, look at all this cash. It's $2 million right here.
Oh, my God. Marvin, where did Jeffy get all this money?
He sold the treehouse that was in the backyard.
But, Marvin, isn't that on your property?
Yeah, so you owe me some of this money, Jeffy.
No, I don't, Dad, because you didn't even like the treehouse.
I like the treehouse. I was just jealous, you know. I wanted to be in that treehouse with you. So, look, can you just give me a little bit of this money?
No, Daddy. I'm going to use this money to start a new business, flipping treehouses.
Oh, my God, Marvin. The weather app says that a 30-second hurricane just flew over us.
A 30-second hurricane?
Yeah.
The treehouse. Oh, my God, it got destroyed.
Oh, no, my house.
My baby. I put minutes of work into this thing.
Goodman, are you sad?
Only a little, because I took out a $4 million insurance policy on it, because I paid $2 million, so I made $2 million, so poor me.
Oh. Wow, it's pretty crazy that hurricane blew by in only 30 seconds and only hit this one tree and not your house. Man, global warming, right?
So, baby, you want to watch a movie tonight?
Sure, Marvin. Or we could not watch a movie.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
What? Jeffy, what do you want?
Hey, I'm going to run my treadmill.
What?
My treadmill, I'm going to run.
Jeffy, I don't know what you're saying.
Out bad. Not nipple. Ride it.
Jeffy, did you do your homework?
Now, Daddy, you and I both know I did not do my damn homework.
Jeffy, you're not riding your... I don't know where you got this at, but you're
knife
not...
Knife nipple.
It's a tricycle, not a knife nipple.
It's a knife nipple. It wasn't this.
You're not riding this until you do your homework.
Oh, come on, Daddy. I want to go and try and ride my knife nipple.
Jeffy, you're not riding this until you do your homework.
Uno reverse card, you do it.
What?
You told me to do something, and I put down an Uno reverse card, and so now you have to do it.
What, Jeffy, Uno cards don't control real life.
Yes, they do.
Well, you know what, then? I just canceled. I don't have to do it.
Well, now you got to do my homework for the next 4 days.
That's not what that card means, Jeffy.
Yes, it does.
Marvin, please, let him go ride it around the house.
Okay, Jeffy, you can go ride your nice nipple or tricycle for 5 minutes, and...
Nice nipple.
Jeffy, you can go ride it for 5 minutes, and then you have to do your homework.
Uh-huh. I'm about to ride the F out of this rock nipple. I'm about to send it down these stairs. Bim, bim, bim!
Marvin, what was that noise?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm not helping Jeffy because I told him not to ride the bike in the house.
Flynn!
Ah, the devil!
Hey, Marvin,
Marvin. So, listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Why would I do a favor for you? You're the devil.
Well, listen, I have this friend who really needs a place to stay for a few days, and I was wondering if he could stay here.
Why did he stay with you?
Well, believe me, he did, but my wife kind of got tired of him, and so did I.
Well, if you got tired of him, won't we get tired of him?
No, he's a really nice guy, really. He likes to play games.
Play games? What kind of games?
Oh, games, you know, like Uno, like, well, not really, but games!
Oh, Marvin, that's someone that could play with Jeffy. I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, great, okay, he'll be over in a few minutes.
No, I didn't agree for him to live here.
What, there he is now! Come on, I'll introduce you.
Ugh.
Billy, good to see you again!
Did you ask?
Yes, I did!